news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following President Trump's threat of stiff tariffs and punishing sanctions on Colombia, that country has done an about-face, now agreeing to take back all of its citizens who entered the U.S. illegally. This from a White House statement. The government of Colombia has agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the unrestricted acceptance of illegal aliens from Colombia without limitation or delay. Where did COVID get its start? CIA Director John Ratcliffe says growing body of evidence points to China.
The CIA has assessed that the most likely cause of this pandemic that has wrought so much devastation around the world was because of a lab-related incident in Wuhan. And so we'll continue to investigate.
Ratcliffe on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox. The 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz being observed at the site of the former Nazi death camp. The BBC's Jessica Parker is there.
On the 27th of January 1945, Soviet troops entered Auschwitz. Reports say cautiously at first, as they feared a Nazi ambush. But German guards had already evacuated the camp, forcing tens of thousands of prisoners to go with them as part of what became known as death marches. However, around 7,000 prisoners who'd been left behind were discovered, emaciated, and terrorized. More than a million people were systematically murdered at this camp. The majority of them were Jews.
Along with many Poles, Roma, and Soviet POWs, among others. Now that Israel has lifted its closure of northern Gaza, tens of thousands of Palestinians returning to the most heavily destroyed area of the Gaza Strip. In case you missed it, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles headed to Super Bowl 59. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down 341 points. NASDAQ futures off more than 1,000 points. Townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Actually, pretty quiet early. The Beltway looks good. Nothing major on the JFX. Both the tunnels, mainly southbound, with the lanes open, both 95 and 895. We're just checking the Beltway early at Curtis Creek to see if there's any situation here at the Curtis Creek drawbridge. Both sides of the roadway are open. Coming west from Quarantine Road, headed eastbound from Ordnance Road. All the lanes clear on the south side Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBF.
Next storm may bring us some rain or even a little bit of snow by the end of the week. We're dry until then, and the temperature's mild. 46 this afternoon, 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The city of Baltimore is facing legal action by the families of three firefighters who were killed battling a fire in 2022. Fire lieutenants Kelsey Sadler and Paul Buttram and firefighter EMT Kenny LaCaya were killed when a row home on Stricker Street collapsed on them. The lawsuit alleges the city intentionally withheld information that would have indicated the building was dangerous. The city's law department declined to comment on the lawsuit. A former Baltimore police detective who was convicted for his role in the disgraced gun trace task force is out of prison. A U.S. district judge granted an early release to Daniel Herschel because of his terminal illness. He's been placed on supervised release. Herschel served six of his 18-year prison sentence after being found guilty in 2018 of racketeering and robbery charges. His attorney said in 2023, Herschel was diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer, noting he had less than 18 months to live. Well, just ahead, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, Mike Shop.
Yeah.
It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be the Eagles and the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. The Eagles lost to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57 back in 2022. But now, there's one big difference for Philadelphia.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it. Saquon Barkley, first down, Barkley, oh! Saquon, touchdown!
Difference maker, Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady with the call on Fox. Barkley's 60-yard touchdown dash came on the Eagles' first play from scrimmage, and it set the tone for a 55-23 shellacking of the Commanders. Barkley and Jalen Hurts rushed for 3 touchdowns each, the 55 points scored by the Eagles, the most in any conference championship game since the 1970 merger. Meanwhile, the Chiefs, looking to three-peat, got that usual dose of Mahomes magic late.
The quarterback's at the top of the mountain.
First to go. Mahomes still has it. To the 5, and in for the touchdown!
Powers his way in. Jim Nance with the call on CBS, and Tony Romo as well. Mahomes' 10-yard score would give the Chiefs a 29-22 lead late on the way to an eventual 32-29 win over the Bills. Buffalo losing to Kansas City in the playoffs for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Coming up at 6:35, coaching changes in Owings Mills, and the Maryland men deliver. That is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And happy Monday to you.
Wow. The Commanders took it on the chin. They were in it first half, and then they weren't. I mean, it was a blowout. Sean Casey's taking the morning off to mourn. I think he'll be back tomorrow at full strength. I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning. And as always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every day. We got a ton of things to talk about between now and 9 o'clock this morning. One of the things that's kind of special while we're coming up at 7 o'clock hour. This woman is incredibly bright on economics, particularly. Veronique de Rougie writes for the Mercatus Center, Reason Magazine, and others. And she has a new piece out called Congress Should Extend the Trump Tax Cuts, and the Path Won't Be Easy. I've contended that this is a top priority. Now, I know that all the focus right now is on the border. All the focus is on getting illegals gone from this country. And I understand that. And that is a worthy thing to do, and it should be a top priority. But we can indeed walk and chew gum at the same time. And we're seeing member of the cabinet after member of the cabinet approved. More got approved this past weekend. Kristi Noem, Pete Hegseth got approved. Still to come. The one that I think is going to be the hardest is RFK Jr. I think he's going to be the biggest challenge to get through. I don't think it's going to be all that hard to get Tulsi Gabbard through, although there are some who say, oh, it's going to be a rough one. We'll see. I don't think that that's going to be the case. But as these cabinet members get in place, and the economic guys, you know, they're kind of already working. We should, from Congress, have an extension of the Trump tax cuts codified and put into place for the foreseeable future. And we'll talk with DeRogi about this because it is, in my view, absolutely key to the off-year elections. I think it will be the issue 2 years from now, and that will be whether or not the Republicans actually brought costs down for the American public. Because there's already this sniping coming from the political left. Oh, yeah, well, eggs still cost too much. Wow, the guy hasn't been in office for a month yet. And he's being criticized because he's not brought down the cost of eggs. All right, what? Gee, you know, he's been sleeping every afternoon. Oh, no, that was the last guy. We have a president who's accomplished. I envy these people. I've known a couple during my career who thrive on like 5 hours of sleep a night, 4 or 5 hours. They're good to go. And they suffer no ill effects from this. They do this long term. They're doing it for their entire life. And they just don't need any more than like 4.5, 5 hours of sleep. That's Donald Trump. You get a lot done, those extra 4 hours every single day. Plus, of course, I think just by inclination, he's the kind of the guy that doesn't like sitting around waiting for things to happen once you've kind of laid in the plan. He wants to push the plan. He wants to get the plan through. He wants to get it done. And he's shown every indication on a couple of issues, including the wildfires on California, of doing exactly that. It was marvelous to see him, and was it Karen Bass, who is the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, see him actually very gently dress her down in public. And she said, oh, people are able to get back in. I said, no, they're not. They want to get back in, and they're prevented from getting back in. They're being told, you can't get back in for 18 months. Well, reminded us of that conversation, by the way, they changed their policy. Now they can get back in. So watching that happen from the president of the United States, he is a hands-on manager. And I expect nonetheless from him, other than being hands-on, completely hands-on, for the entire length of his presidency. It's going to be marvelous to watch. Great spectator sport, if nothing else. Right now it's 6:13, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker. How was your weekend?
It was fine, thank you. And yours?
It was very nice. Quiet, but nice.
Yeah, it's finally warmed up in Florida, where it should be warmed up in Florida.
Well, we got up to above freezing, so I was able to get the rest of the ice off of my very uphill driveway, which is nice.
That's progress.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There is a wreck on the Capitol Beltway now. Haven't seen it yet, but the impact is there. Outer loop going up the hill to New Hampshire Avenue. So if you're traveling down 95 and then heading west on the Capitol Beltway to the Mormon Temple, going to be a little slow in that area. Looks like the vehicles may have gotten to the shoulder, but it is creating that backup. Right now, we're live at the Bay Bridge right after Route 8 on to the main span, and most of the traffic in the morning is westbound. Right now, you're clear through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. Good to go this morning so far. No issues, and we're clear right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy this morning. Sun comes out by the afternoon, high around 46 degrees. Wow, that's going to be wonderful. Overnight temps in the upper 20s, low 30s. Tomorrow partly cloudy and high 47. Wednesday's high could reach 52. 22 degrees. So this can be marvelous. Maryland at Belair has 25 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, check, this past weekend, a couple more people got actually confirmed. Mm-hmm. Christy Noem and Pete Hegseth. Hegseth had a couple of funny comments. We'll pass along later on this hour, as a matter of fact, or maybe next hour, talking about how it worked out and what his kids had to say. And kind of marvelous. The next one's come up now. It's going to be, I think, JFK is going to be the last one, or RFK Jr., rather, not JFK, right. RFK Jr. And, of course, you have Tulsi Gabbard. She comes up next. But I think she'll get through. I don't know about RFK Jr. I think he's going to be a bit of a question mark still. So,
yeah.
And we'll see.
We're down the borderline.
Yep. Hey, listen, I came across this article. I was going to save it for food news. But, you know, Jules, I got you here, and Chuck, I have you here, and Kristen's here as well.
Yes.
This is from Food and Wine. Mm. Okay, now, when you get an ear of corn, what method do you use, Chuck, to put the butter on the corn?
Normally, I melt the butter on the plate and then roll the ear of corn in the melted butter.
Ah, okay, I see. What about you, Jules?
I use the butter knife.
You use a butter knife, and you actually spread it.
That's how I
on
do
the
it.
Corn. I actually, since I was a kid, I've done one of two things. First, either just put the butter directly, or if there's bread on the table, I was raised to simply put the butter on the bread. And then wrap the bread kind of half around the corn, mm-hmm. and then you go ahead and twist it back and forth, butter it all up without having your hands go away. Well, Food and Wine has this article. Stanley Tucci has a genius idea for buttering corn. It's what I've been doing since I was a kid. You know, so what genius idea? My grandmother taught me how to do this. So my grandmother was a genius, apparently. Yes, this is a much more romantic way of saying that his family butters their corn on the cob by salting your ears of corn, spreading a generous amount of butter on a piece of homemade bread, then use the buttered bread to spread the butter on the corn.
What do you do with the bread?
That's
then
what I want to know.
Oh,
okay.
You eat it. It's a piece of buttered bread. I mean, it's all the butter's melted and all that stuff.
Not soggy.
No.
Okay.
No. And one other thing, by the way, the best way in the world to cook corn is actually still in the, what's it called?
The husk.
The husk, in the husk. Because that way, if you soak it in water for about an hour, and you can then put it on the grill in the husk, and you rotate it until basically the outside's black, you know. Once it's, then it's steamed basically inside the husk, and all the silk falls right off, which is amazing. And the corn tastes tremendous, and then you have a holder as well. You pull the husk back, you can hold it by the husk and eat the corn. So, Chuck, you see, I've just enriched your life immeasurably.
Yeah. I usually take the can, put it on the counter. Take the can up, drain the water, put it in the pot, and eat it.
Mr. Innovation. You know, it's amazing to hear this level of innovation coming from you, Chuck. Surprising, rewarding. Do you do the same thing with cranberry sauce?
Yeah, right out of the can.
Right out of the can. Now, do you like the little berries, the cranberries,
no.
or
no.
Do you like the big gelatinous
I like
thing?
The gel.
I like the gel. All right. Some folks do. I make my own, Chuck, so I...
Very good.
Yeah, I'll ship some down to you.
You know, by the time we would eat at your house, I would probably be dead.
Yeah.
You have to make the cranberry sauce. You have to put the corn on the grill. And
I know.
I'm sitting in there saying, is this somebody ever going to let us eat?
No, probably never. It's just all a ruse. You get to hang on, keep me company, and then afterwards, oh, you're not hungry anymore? Okay,
oh,
goodbye.
Yeah. We get there at 12 o'clock, 5 o'clock, we're still sitting there going,
Biggest cooking disaster ever for me. Biggest cooking disaster ever. I thought it'd be really nice. This is a long time ago. This is actually a previous life. To make the little Cornish game hens.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so I got a couple of those little Cornish game hens, and I thought, I should season these things somehow. So I seasoned them, and then I took like cognac. I thought, that'd be a nice flavor to add. So I added the cognac and then put a little on the inside and put it in the oven. You know what happens when you heat up cognac?
Yeah. It starts to burn.
It blew the door off.
Wow.
It exploded and blew the door off. So
that's why I'm not coming to your house. I have to wear a hazmat suit.
It was great. Actually,
it was great.
It was great. My date hadn't arrived yet. So I just took it. I put the quarter cane hens into the sink, rinsed them off, tossed them back in the oven. None the wiser.
Don't take the door shut.
That's right. I had to figure out how to get the door back on the oven, but it all worked out.
My first wife cooked our turkey. She cooked it upside down in the oven.
Yeah.
And when she went to bring it out to baste it, she says, "There's no meat on this turkey." And I said, "What?" And she's stabbing at it and it's hitting bone. I said, "What the hell happened here?"
Wow.
It was upside down.
You know, it's just kind of stuff that makes life worth living, though, isn't it, really?
Yeah. You know? But I'll tell you what, it was cooking in its own juices, and that meat on the other side.
Oh, I bet you it was good. Yeah, I bet you that was good. Did you ever take the giblets out?
Oh, yeah. I handled that.
Yeah, you did? Okay.
I put them in her pocketbook.
More than once, I've been at Thanksgiving, and the hostess or host, whoever was making it, neglected or didn't know that there was both a neck and all the giblets inside the turkey.
And the bag.
And they said, I couldn't get any stuffing inside. It was already full.
Oh, my.
Well, check back, Chuck, all right?
620, I'll be here.
All right, 621, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is out today. He should be back in good spirits tomorrow after mourning the loss he took yesterday. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services during the winter weather. They were in my home last Friday, a week ago this past Friday. They spent 13 hours there to make sure I had heat. And by the time they were done, I had heat. It was marvelous. Just tremendous. They did a great job. You know, it's important to make sure your home is equipped with reliable heating this time of year, great ventilation. And coming up, of course, is going to be air conditioning. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 623. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, it's moving around New Hampshire Avenue. There was a minor wreck there just at the top of the hill. Looked over towards 29 and around to Georgia Avenue, and the pace is not bad. So it's not a major backup, but a little bit slow coming up the hill from I-95. In the meantime, the VW Parkway at Powder Mill Road north from the Beltway looks good, and the traffic southbound coming down from Arundel Mills towards Route 32. Right now, the lanes are clear. We picked up a little more volume early this morning on the outer loop of the Beltway now between I-70 and Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy this morning, sun coming up by the afternoon, a high around 46 degrees. Overnight temps 25 to 32 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and high 47. Glen Burnie, 27 right now. And up in Hunt Valley, you're looking at 23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mark is in Baltimore. He is first up this morning. Mark, good morning, bud. How are you?
Well, first of all, good morning, Bruce. We missed Sean today. And Oyvay Cashmere, neither the Ravens or the Redskins are going to be in the Super Bowl on February 9th, coming up next month. Oyvay Cashmere, vault. That's all I'm going to say on that. But the reason why I'm also calling is because of the cabinet picks. The reason why RFK Jr.'s nomination is in jeopardy is because even though President Trump has basically withdrawn the U.S., I believe, for the World Health Organization. Oh, he said he was going to do that. There's still a lot of members of Congress who feel attached for some reason to WHO, and they're afraid that RFK Jr., his reality is not being real as far as health needs here in this country. So that's why there is some stiff opposition to that. So what do you think about that?
I think actually the reason that there's going to be hesitation is the vaccine thing. I think they're going to be grilling him on his stance on vaccines very, very carefully. He has been known historically to be very much anti-vaccine. There are a lot of us who grew up having vaccines. I grew up in the area where I still have a little mark on my shoulder from when I got, I guess that would have been the sock vaccine. The Sabin was a little sugar pill. For polio. And we're not used to the idea of somebody being anti-vaccine and not sure of the worth of that particular situation. So I think that's going to be the question, is whether or not you're going to have people who will grill him and exactly what positions he'll take. If he comes in, Mark, and says, I am firmly anti-vaccine, and they believe that that's the direction in which he wants to take the country or the government when it comes to health, I think there'll be a lot of resistance to him, including from a number of Republicans. I think that the name is not going to do a thing for him. It's going to be his policy positions. And actually, that's kind of encouraging to see that policy positions would be the issue for a nominee instead of seeing the sliming we saw of people like Pete Hegseth. And I'm quite sure we're going to see with Tulsi Gabbard coming up as well. Thanks for the call, bud. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. This one from August, by the way. We bring you the big news here first thing on Monday morning. Keep the butter in the packaging and run it back and forth in the corn. Well, sure. Come up with a better idea, don't you? All right. Hey, guess what's happening? Illegals are being escorted very politely out of the country. Tom Holman is giving him heart palpitations. It's amazing, folks. Holman, of course, is the deportation czar is the best way to see it. Martha Raddatz had a conversation with him this past weekend, and it's fascinating to hear the thrust of her questions because it shows exactly where she is philosophically. Here's how it began.
I want to go back to those military flights going south. As you said, we have never seen that before. Is that going to be a constant commitment from the U.S. military every single day
yes.
to take deportees out?
Yes.
So is this what we will see every single day, ending in what the president has promised is millions and millions being deported?
Yes.
Pretty simple. He doesn't have to expound. He doesn't have to talk about it at great length. That's the question. Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to see. He went on to say, look, it's not right now. They want a pace of between 1,200 and 1,500 a day. And they perceive that as increasing over time. But let's assume it's 1,500 a day. You'd have 365 days a year. That's a fair number of people who will be leaving within the next 12 months.
You will see the numbers steadily increase, the number of arrests nationwide as we open up the aperture. Right now it's concentrating public safety threats, national security threats. That's a smaller population. So we're going to do this on priority basis, as President Trump's promised, but as that aperture opens, there'll be more arrests nationwide.
And you've seen some of what's happened already. If you're an illegal and you're hanging around with an illegal criminal and ICE comes to get the criminal, they're going to snag you up too. And eventually, of course, the dragnet is going to expand to beyond simply the individual crucial threats in order to take care of those individuals who have come into this country illegally and have broken the law by crossing the border into this country. That keeps getting kind of tossed to the side by people on the left. It's, no, they've not come here and they've not broken any laws. So, yes, they broke a law by entering the country illegally. They're breaking a law every time they use somebody else's Social Security number in order to work. They're breaking the law on a number of different bases, and it's time for them to say, well, you know, I really miss my home country. I think I'm going to go back there right away. More from Tom Holman coming up and others commenting on what's happening on our borders right after the half-past news. It is 6:30 on WCBM. Once again, Julie Ryder in news.
Good morning. Three juveniles are facing charges in connection with a violent attack against another student at Carver Vocation Technical High School earlier this month. Police say all three have been charged under the juvenile code and two are in custody. The third juvenile suspect still being sought. On January 16th, police say the student who was the target was attacked with a knife. There's disturbing new details about the murder of an 11-year-old girl in Middle River. 34-year-old Kiana Dillion is charged with first-degree murder in the death of her daughter, London Olson, found strangled to death at the family's home along Firethorn Road last week. Dillion made several social media posts in the days leading up to the murder. One post showed Dillion saying, "The mark of the beast. They touched my kids, and you will all die." Dillion was denied bond and will undergo a psychological evaluation. A Glen Burnie man has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison for his role in a multi-state dogfighting ring. That sentence was handed down to 50-year-old Mario Damon Flythe. He was also sentenced to 6 months of home detention, 3 years of supervised release, and fined $10,000. Prosecutors say Flythe used WhatsApp and Telegram to arrange dogfights. In September 2023, investigators searched Flythe's home, found four dogs tied up in cages outside and three in metal cages in the basement. A Johns Hopkins Baltimore area survey shows local residents believe overall quality of life is improving over last year. The survey covers Baltimore City and county and wants to capture residents' impressions over a one-year period. City residents reportedly feel that their neighborhoods are getting better rather than worse. Public school satisfaction ratings have doubled among Black Baltimore City residents, but almost half of those that live near the proposed red line experienced more transportation issues than other residents in the area. Coming up, we'll check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 449, and the pick 4 was 6579. And now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the slowdown already. The construction area has set up northbound in Harford County on 95 at Route 24. So at the 76-mile marker, already some slowing there. That would be a heads-up for the traffic north of Mountain Road. It looks like they could be blocking the right lane already, but traffic is already slowing here to about 25 to 30 on the northbound side. The update on the wreck on the Capitol Beltway now on the shoulder and a brief delay outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next storm may bring us some rain or even a little bit of snow by the end of the week. We're dry until then, and the temperature's mild. 46 this afternoon, 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
True Green, get a golf course quality lawn that's more affordable than you think. Don't wait. Sign up at TrueGreen.com for 75% off your first service. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. TRUGreen.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be a KC-Philly Super Bowl take two in New Orleans as the Eagles romp the Commanders and the Chiefs, as usual, slip by the Bills in yesterday's conference championship games. We'll pick it up in Philly after a game-opening 18-play, 7-minute drive ended in a Washington field goal. The Eagles took care of business in a flash.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it. Saquon Barkley, first down. Saquon! Touchdown!
Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox, one of three for Barkley on the day. Jalen Hurts had three as well. It was Philly 55, the Commanders 23, the most points scored in a conference championship game in history. After the game, Barkley said they still have a job to finish.
You know, I bought into this culture. I bought into this organization. And, you know, I know how those guys felt. So I'm going to make sure I do everything in my possible, in my capability, in my ability to act. Same thing will happen again.
And then later in Kansas City, it was a predictable result between the Bills and the Chiefs.
Quarterbacks at the top of the mountain.
First and goal. Mahomes still has it.
To the five. And in for the touchdown.
Jim Nantz, Tony Romo with the call on CBS. The Bills losing to the Chiefs in the playoffs for the fourth time in the last 5 years. KC head coach Andy Reid after the game.
Every time we play them, it's one to store away in the history books. It's just they're great, phenomenal games. And it's great for the fans. It's great for the league.
It sure is. Just like to see a different result every once in a while. Ravens news, the reshaping of the Ravens coaching staff has begun. According to the Baltimore Sun, inside linebacker coach Mark DeLeone, who replaced Zach Orr when Orr got elevated to defensive coordinator, has been let go. Other NFL news, Pete Carroll has returned to the NFL as coach of the Raiders. Brian Schottenheimer has been tapped as head coach of the Cowboys. The only job still available is the Saints head coaching job, and of course Todd Monken is still available. To college basketball we go, where Rodney Rice came up huge for Maryland yesterday at Indiana. With 5.6 seconds to play, Andrew Catalan and Steve Lapis with the call on CBS. 79-78, the final. Rice led with 23, including a career-high 5 3-pointers. Point guard Jacoby Gillespie had 18 points and 9 assists. Here's head coach Kevin Willard after the game.
When we got down 5, everyone just relaxed. We've been in this situation before. Let's run our play. Let's score. Let's get
that. Terps now 16-6 overall, 6-4 in conference. Winners of 3 in a row in the last 2 on the road. Meanwhile, the Maryland women took it on the chin. 82-67 the final to unbeaten and number 1 UCLA. Local college basketball over the weekend. Big time win for UMBC at mid-major power Vermont. 80-63 the final. Bryce Johnson, the most exciting college player in basketball, in Baltimore basketball today, poured in 26 points. Elsewhere, Morgan over Coppin at the Hill Fieldhouse, 80-64. The time now is 6:37. When we return, we got a winner.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
So, Bruce, when I walk in the morning, especially on a Monday morning, it's always nice to see you, and we exchange our pleasantries and all that kind of stuff. But today was a different kind of exchange between us, and that is you had this big smirk on your face, ear to ear, and I don't think it's come off yet, actually.
No, it's going to stay on at least till tomorrow when Sean gets back.
So Sean couldn't show his face today because of the results yesterday?
Well, I know he planned this ahead of time. I think that he felt the game started at 3.
Right.
And typically, Sean hits the sack around 8.
Right.
And that's after doing show prep for a while in the evening, because that's the same thing I do. I just do it slightly at a different time schedule. So I think that he thought that he'd have a 2 or 3 beers during the game and not want to get up at the ungodly hour we get up at in order to be here and be, you know, fresh and so daisy on the air. So he decided to be better. He was also anticipating a huge Redskins win, which did not occur.
Right.
So I think that he just thought, I got the vacation days to use. I'll go ahead and enjoy it. You know, I think his sons come over. They watch. It's a big family thing. So
okay.
Just
I get it.
Yeah.
And as far as you're concerned, you are the winner, Bruce, in the Friday football pick'em. You picked both games yesterday correctly.
Yep.
Neither game did I pick correctly, nor Sean, for that matter. So it's over. You're up by 3 with one game left to play. Right. And so I can do the math in my head right here. And congratulations to you. How in the world did you win this thing?
I don't know, man. Because, gosh, you guys sure know a heck of a lot more than I do.
Obviously, we do.
He says very humbly.
I should have had a monkey pick for me, Bruce.
Well, who do you pick Super Bowl?
Does it matter? Who's going to watch? Does anybody care?
I watch the commercials.
You will? Yeah. See, I don't really care about the commercials.
They're not as good as they used to be, though. There's a period of time where the commercials were just tremendous.
I love watching
the commercials.
Yeah.
The Budweiser commercials were always innovative, a lot of fun to watch. Everything from the Clydesdales playing football to the frogs in the pond.
Bud. Yeah.
Play. Sure.
My early take on it is Mahomes will three-peat, but there's something about this Barkley young man. So
again, I think three-peat is very, very difficult, so I'm playing the odds saying, no, it's going to be the Eagles. Because, plus, I watched Barkley yesterday. Holy smokes, I love watching a good runner.
My only question is, does anybody in Baltimore really care?
No, not a lot, other than that's a great great opportunity to have a party.
Yeah.
So if we have a party, we'll be inviting you and your wife over.
Well, thank you. We'll accept.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. What the game probably like at midnight or something. So
no, 6:30.
Fine. Yeah. Well, we brutalize when we come into work the next day, but we'll probably do something. Probably have a couple folks over, you included.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'm back with more at shortly after the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean, of course, does have this morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in. We are hearing a little bit right before the news from Tom Homan. One more sound bite from him, and then others weighing in on what's happening at the border as well. Homan says, yeah, look, after we get done getting these, there adds up to about 2 million individuals in this country who have either been told, you have to leave right now, and they're just ignoring that, or, you've raped somebody or killed somebody, either in your own country here. We don't want you here. Get the hell out of here. So it's around 2 million individuals. Once they get through that, Homan says, the job will not be done.
If you're in the country illegally, you're on the table, because it's not okay to violate laws of this country. You got to remember, every time you enter this country illegally, you violated a crime under Title 8 United States Code 1325. It's a crime. So if you're in the country illegally, you got a problem. And that's why I'm hoping those who are in the country illegally who have not been ordered removed by the federal judge should leave.
Yeah, it'd be better to leave and now, rather than wait to be snagged up, or make some arrangements to get yourself back to El Salvador or Mexico or wherever you're going. And the argument from the left is, well, these people, they've all been vetted, They were all vetted at the border, which is a joke, because vetting for them means, hi, listen, come back in around 3 years for your hearing. Promise you will? Okay, fine. Have a nice life. See you in 36 months. And they don't show up. We have comments on that from J.D. Vance coming up in just a minute right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with our traffic person man thing. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway on the south side at the Curtis Creek Bridge is still clear. The drawbridge is down, so no issues right now between Ordnance Road and Quarantine Road. The west side outer loop getting busy now. We're starting to slow coming down from 795 Liberty Road through I-70. Then it gets better after you clear the hill at Route 40, and you're starting down from Frederick Road towards 95. But that early morning backup now is in play as you're traveling through there. A little more of a backup now. Some brake lights at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. That would be 895 around O'Donnell Street. Heads up, if you're going north on 95 in Harford County, construction area is setting up northbound 95 after Route 24.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy this morning, but the sun will come out. The sun will come out. About 46, I know, 46 the high today. Overnight temps around 28 to 34. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high 47 degrees. Wednesday's high could reach 52. Right now, Hunt Valley is 23. Middle River has 29 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, as a public service for our friends in the food and beverage industry, we head out to the Chuck Wagon for Chuck's Food News, being brought to you by the courtesy of
Football Johnson.
What are you doing for dinner?
Something else.
I love that line.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah. M&M's is adding a fun new flavor to its ice cream sandwich lineup. Oh, gosh, I've been waiting for this. I think I've never had their ice cream sandwich. And now, of course, now I'm good to go. Because if you love peanut butter, there are plenty of ways to incorporate that now into your daily life. M&M has now come out with an ice cream sandwich featuring peanut butter. It has two sugar cookies studded with M&M's, hugging a slab of peanut butter-flavored reduced-fat ice cream. Well, for that reduced fat, that's really useful. With two cookies studded with M&M's.
Nah.
That makes you feel better.
That's you fooling yourself, right? Yeah, I'd like three Big Macs, seven large fries, and a Diet Coke. Yes, right. Exactly. You can now get Eggo and Rice Krispies in ice cream form. Oh, swell. A brand new ice cream on the block. It's perfect for breakfast lovers. Kellanova, which is the parent company, yes, they've announced a new partnership with the Golden West Food Group to create desserts inspired by the iconic flavors of Eggo and Rice Krispies treats. Oh. They say we're excited to partner with Kellanova and its iconic Eggo and Rice Krispies treats brands. Josh Sullivy, president of Golden West, says, sharing in a statement provided to Food and Wine, "This collaboration allows us to combine our strengths in innovation and quality to create more delicious, convenient products for families. The flavors now will be available with ice cream pints and sandwiches, ensuring everyone can enjoy their breakfast dessert how they want it." Oh, please, give me an ice cream that tastes like scrambled eggs. That would be my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay. And this, Chuck, is just for you, because I know you're such a big fan. Dolly Parton's sweet new breakfast syrup and baking mixes are here.
Oh.
I know that you spend many of your vacation days in Dollywood just hoping for a glimpse of breakfast syrup and baking mixes. So Dolly...
Or of Dolly.
Of Dolly, yes. She's returned to the baking scene. The new original syrup, selling for $4.29, her website explains, is irresistibly sweet, and it's the perfect pairing for pancakes and waffles. The Tennessee-born country legend added that you shouldn't be afraid to get creative by also adding it to oatmeal, French toast, pastries, and so much more, like hamburgers. But hang on, she's gotten more, by the way, extending her already successful line. She has a new chocolate chip and sugar cookie mix with vanilla and strawberry cake mix, all of which pair perfectly, by the way, with Parton's new creamy vanilla and strawberry frostings, selling for $2.29. I'm just so glad that they're not being advertised as low fat. Yeah, honestly.
No.
And finally this. I didn't think this is a thing. I always saved this for the fake news. I really did. Coors Light has released a new face roller to keep your face totally chilled. You know how some people in the summer will take the can and kind of hold it to their neck?
Right, sure.
They've developed a roller, just like a paint roller, but it has clamps on either end. You put the can between the two clamps, and holding the handle of this paint roller thing, you can then roll your Coors Light over your face.
All right. I like that. When it's hot, that's probably good.
Oh, really? Watch the mail. Now that you said you like it.
I'll be rolling my face while I'm playing golf.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
Which is probably not a bad idea.
Yes.
But get the wrinkles out of it.
I want to see that. I want pictures of that.
Oh, you'll have some. Now, maybe some other ones that I can send you.
No, that's okay. That's food news. Thank you, Chuck Whitaker. We'll check back with you in a couple of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. J.D. Vance says that says to Martha Raddatz that, you know, all these refugees you say are completely vetted are not completely vetted.
Just in August, you said, I don't think we should abandon anybody who's been properly vetted and helped us. Do you stand by that?
I don't agree that all these immigrants or all these refugees have been properly vetted. In fact, we know that there are cases of people who allegedly were properly vetted and then were literally planning terrorist attacks on our country. That happened during the campaign, if you may remember. Please. My primary concern as the vice president is to look after the American people. And now that we know that we have vetting problems with a lot of these refugee programs, we absolutely cannot unleash thousands of unvetted people into our country.
These people are not vetted.
I know she's not listening to a damn thing he says. These people are vetted. They were vetted. So it must be okay. They must be sitting right in the house next to you, completely vetted. He keeps saying, wait a minute. They've not been completely vetted. Here's an example of just one individual who you say was vetted, who is planning a terrorist action once he got into this country.
These people are vetted.
Just like the guy who planned a terrorist attack in Oklahoma a few months ago, he was allegedly properly vetted, and many people in the media and the Democratic Party said that he was properly vetted. Clearly, he wasn't. I don't want my children to share a neighborhood with people who are not properly vetted, and because I don't want it for my kids, I'm not going to force any other American citizen's kids to do that either.
That was a very particular case. It wasn't clear if he was radicalized when he got here or while he was living here.
I don't really care, Margaret. I don't want that person in my country, and I think most Americans agree with me.
Period. Dunk. The disconnect between what the political left believes is reality and the reality in which you and I live, that's a perfect example of it. She's convinced that everybody who's come to this country has been properly vetted. He says, here are examples where that is not the case. And she says, yeah, but they've been vetted. Or they may have been radicalized in this country. And he responds, as I suspect we all would, I don't care where they were radicalized. I don't want them here. Period. I don't want them living in the house next door to me. And thus, I don't want them living in the house next door to anybody else in this country. But they were vetted. Horse hockey. 651, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be back at full strength. Of course, with us always guiding us through this, our executive producer, Kristen Hagerich, and Julie is here as well. Julie Ryder filling us in on news at the top of the bottom of the hour. Right now it's 6:53. Every 10 minutes on the threes, we have Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, 895. A little slow now, right around the Erdman Avenue ramp coming south towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. They're actually moving into the Old Harbor Tunnel, but it's a slow pace right now, just heavy traffic south. We picked up a little more volume on 95 south, and you could see some brake lights around O'Donnell Street and then down the hill towards Keith Avenue, but at least so far, no major issues southbound with just the normal delays. The west side beltway has filled in already. 795 to Frederick Road will start to pick up at Hartford Road on the northeast corner. And we're still running fine for the most part on the JFX between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. That construction area in Hartford County right now, not too bad. They're working on the shoulder at this point. So the backup on 95 is cleared for now. We'll go back and revisit that and keep an eye on it through Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Right now, you're looking at a high today of around 46 degrees. Overnight temps back down to between 28 and around 33, 34 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 47. Wednesday's high could reach around 52. Ocean City, 20 right now. That's about as cool as we get in the state right now. And 27 degrees right now in Aberdeen. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To the phones we go. Brian is in Towson. Brian, good morning. Brian. He could not hang on for the 2 minutes he had available to us. Well, I'm sorry, bud. Give a call back. We'll get to you as quickly as you possibly can. 410-WCVM-680. Joey is in Edgewood. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, sir. I was never a Trump supporter, but I did vote for Donald Trump in this election, mostly on based on the whole immigration thing. I really wanted all these illegals deported. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But now I'm hearing the farm owners, they're asking for waivers and exceptions for the farm workers. And that's just showing you these people knowingly broke the law for their own profit. These people are criminals too. And there should be no exception for that. They've known for years they had illegals there. They should go to jail.
They should certainly face a substantial penalty. My proposal to this, and see if this works for you, has always been that you make E-Verify available to everybody. If you choose as a business to use E-Verify and it comes up that all your employees are clean, then you're in the clear. Even if somebody has managed to get through the system and stolen somebody else's identity. If, on the other hand, you choose to not use E-Verify and they find that you are hiring an illegal, then I think you should pay a fine of $25,000 per illegal that you have in your employ. So if you are, for example, a farm and you have four illegals working for you, that's $100,000 before taxes out of your pocket. That, I think, is a large enough fine to discourage people from doing that. What do you think?
I agree with the fine, but I still think that people should go to jail. If you knowingly broke laws for years, you should go to jail. And definitely, I agree with you on the E-Verify thing.
Yeah, we have E-Verify. It's available to everybody in all businesses. It seems to me they should be using it as a pro forma. I mean, absolutely pro forma. But look, I was talking with a guy who's in the landscape industry. Very interesting conversation. He says, what happens is they come in and they show their credentials to you. And it takes, you know, 2 or 3 weeks for them, the government, to get back to say, oh, okay, that guy's an illegal. Well, you go to him and you say, you're an illegal. You can't work for me. Get out of here. And then he shows up at the next place over, the next lawn service over, with a different name and a different Social Security number. And they go through this song and dance. It's part, for them, part of the illegal population. This is part of the way they figure to work the system. They have access to multiple names, multiple Social Security numbers, and they just bounce from one to the other on an indefinite basis.
That's definitely something that I would say probably happens. But like you could ask Chuck Whitaker. I used to live in Plant City, Florida. And everyone in Plant City, Florida knows that all the people on them strawberry farms are illegal. Everybody knows that. The whole community knows it.
Yeah, then it's fair enough to say they should use E-Verify. Look, I don't think you can compel somebody to use E-Verify. I think you make it available to them. But there's a carrot and stick. The stick is, if you choose to use E-Verify, we say everything's okay, you're indemnified if you happen to have somebody working for you who snuck through the system. If you choose to not use E-Verify, and we find that you've hired, we, the government, find that you've hired illegals, you're going to pay a fine of, you know, $25,000 per for each year you have them. So if you have somebody on your staff for 2 years, that's $25,000 a year. That's a $50,000 fine over 2 years. That is substantially more than they're probably going to make in those 2 years. It's enough of a financial downside that most people, most employers will say, why bother? I'll hire an American worker, or more probably what would happen, Joey, is there'll be more emphasis on finding a machine to do the job. Because machines will show up 24/7 to do the job. Things like strawberries and grapes are hard to do with a machine, but I'm quite sure that innovative minds will come up with the technology to make that happen.
Okay.
Joey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. I've been so looking forward to this conversation. I'm very grateful for Kristen to have managed to get Veronique de Rougie for a couple of segments coming up right after the top of the hour. She's incredibly bright when it comes to economics. She has a couple of pieces out that I want to talk with her about. One of them is Congress should extend the Trump tax cuts. The path will not be easy, but not doing so could be harmful for just about everybody.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House says it's evidence to the world that America is respected again, a reference to Colombia's agreement to take back its citizens who entered the U.S. illegally.
When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S. over the weekend, the president retaliated. He announced an immediate 25% tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions. Colombia's president resisted at first, but late Sunday night, the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the acceptance of deported migrants arriving on U.S. military aircraft. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is suggesting that Egypt and Jordan take in large numbers of Palestinian refugees from war-torn Gaza. Mr. Trump says that Gaza is no place for people to live at this time.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished, and people are dying there, so I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a chance.
Temporary or would they?
It could be either. It could be temporarily, could be long term.
But Egypt and Jordan don't want the Palestinians. They're rejecting the president's proposal. Jordan's foreign minister saying that his country's opposition is firm and unwavering. Since Israel lifted its closure of northern Gaza, tens of thousands of Palestinians have already started returning to the devastated region. The Senate expected to vote later today on Trump Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent. And it will be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. The Eagles defeating the Washington Commanders, and the Chiefs defeated the Buffalo Bills. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 393 points. NASDAQ futures off 900 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Here's a check of traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And we're back towards Annapolis, looking at the area around Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. And all the lanes are open through that area, eventually working its way over towards I-97 and the ramps through Parole. So nothing major there. And then at Whitehall Road at Sandy Point, all the lanes are open. Don't see any issues coming off the bridge westbound. And we'll go back just a couple of cameras here just to make sure we're clear after Route 8. Three green arrows on the westbound side. Always good news there. All the lanes are open as you're traveling west. Traffic eastbound is doing well as they move over to the ramp at Route 8. We went back to the construction area. Still open so far. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. The Beltway on the Parkville side is filled in now at Harford Road. We're busy from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next storm may bring us some rain or even a little bit of snow by the end of the week. We're dry until then, and the temperature's mild. 46 this afternoon, 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 9-year-old girl left in critical condition after she accidentally shot herself in the head at a home in Baltimore's northwest neighborhood of Pimlico. Police say the child was at her grandmother's home along the 3500 block of Ingleside Avenue Saturday afternoon when she found the weapon. No word on whether or not anyone was at home at the time of the accidental shooting. The city of Baltimore is facing legal action by the families of three firefighters who were killed battling a fire in 2022. Fire Lieutenants Kelsey Sadler and Paul Buttram and firefighter EMT Kenny Lacayo were killed when a row home on Stricker Street collapsed on them. The lawsuit alleges the city intentionally withheld information that would have indicated that the building was dangerous. The city's law department declined to comment on the lawsuit. Governor Moore is nominating Harry Coker Jr. to serve as the next secretary of the Maryland Department of Commerce. Coker most recently worked under former President Biden as the U.S. National Cyber Director. Just ahead, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the three-peat dream lives on for Kansas City as the Chiefs once again found a way to dismiss the Bills from the NFL playoffs, this time 32-29. Buffalo losing for the fourth time to Kansas City in the playoffs in the last 5 years. To the Bills locker room we go, head coach Sean McDermott.
Well, they're a good football team. They've won two Super Bowls. They've been to seven straight AFC championship games, and that's no excuse. This is a good football team. We got to keep working to get over that hump. There's no doubt about it.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen about sums it up.
It's not fun. But to beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
And by the way, the last three-peat by any team in any team sport was the Lakers back in 2000, 01, and 02 with Kobe Bryant. The Chiefs will face the Eagles in Super Bowl 59, same matchup as back in 22, only this time there's a difference.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it, Saquon Barkley, first down, Barkley! Saquon! Touchdown!
Kevin Burkhardt had it on Fox. Is Saquon Barkley not the NFL MVP? 118 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2,447 rushing yards on the year for Barkley, 14 100-yard games, and 20 touchdowns. The Commanders committed 4 turnovers in this game. Does that sound familiar? And here's head coach Dan Quinn afterwards.
We've lived in the complimentary football, and that would be the turnover margin, and we didn't create any opportunities for us and lost 4 and 28 points off of those 4 turnovers. That was big.
Turn it over, you can't win the game. Coming up at 7:35, the rarest penalty in NFL history. And that is Stein on Sports.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2, The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the morning off. He'll be back in. We'll be all together tomorrow. I've looked forward to this conversation for quite some time because I think Veronique de Rougie is one of the brightest individuals when it comes to economics that I've ever had the opportunity to read. She's a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, and she joins us right now. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you.
It is such a pleasure to speak with you. I think it's been a couple, 3 years since I had the last chance to have a conversation with you. And you keep writing fascinating and provocative things about economics, and I wanted to spend some time talking with you because this is the administration that I think has to become fiscally responsible and lead us toward a fiscal platform that's sustainable. And not the spending that we've seen from both parties over the last 20 years or so. One thing you note in the most recent piece of you is that Congress should extend the Trump tax cuts. And you say, but not doing so could be harmful to just about everybody. Explain your logic.
So when the Trump tax cuts were passed in 2017, the only part of the tax cuts that were made permanent, and that were for budget gimmicks, issues were the corporate income tax rates, which arguably is the most important part. This is raising money with a corporate income tax is the most distortive thing, and making a tax reduction permanent is the thing that will generate the most economic growth and the most investment, as we've seen actually. But so the rest of the tax cuts, pretty much it's everything else. It's like all the individual taxes. It's the marginal tax rates for individual. It's the standard deduction, which was doubled in 2017. Or actually, I think it came into effect in 2018. But it was the child tax credit. I mean, so everyone, if they expire, everyone, no matter what your income is going to feel the heat of the tax cuts. Now, again, not all the tax provisions that are expiring, they're not all as important, but everyone will feel it.
Okay, you note that there's a recent piece out that talks about the cost of capital to businesses. In other words, lower tax rates are very important in order to lower the cost of capital to businesses. Mm-hmm. And the paper indicates that a 1% reduction in investment costs results in up to a 2.4% increase in investment itself. That's massive.
So one of the reason why this is important is because one of the most important tax provision that is expiring is the full expensing. It's the ability for investors of capital to deduct the cost of their capital on year one, like we do labor. And this provision has already started phasing out since 2023, and it will be completely phased out, and we'll go back to a depreciation schedule. So it means that you you deduct the cost of your capital over years, right? And so this study looked at the reasons why there was so much growth in revenue on the corporate income side, even though there was such a pretty steep cut of the corporate income tax rate from 35% to 21%, and part of it was like sure, inflation has played some role, and you know it jacks up what Uncle Sam gets. But what this paper shows is that when you look at the entirety of the reduction of cost of using capital that was put in place when with the adoption of the Trump tax cuts, what it had is it created this enormous multiplier, this enormous force.
Can you hold on for just a moment? We have a piece of business to take care of, Veronique, and we'll come back and continue our conversation because I've got to talk to you about the U.S. tax code as well. All flat taxer should be a fun conversation. That's next. Right now it's at 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Going to be a little slow in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There had been a broken down vehicle, right tube, left-hand lane. It's cleared now. They pushed the vehicle down towards the Key Highway ramp. So we're moving all four lanes once again. What's going to cause some backing now for the traffic moving south from O'Donnell Street on 95. All four lanes are open, and that means a quick overflow back up, and 895 now is beginning to slow as well towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 46 degrees. Overnight temps in the mid to high 20s to low 30s. And tomorrow about 47 for the high. Right now, Bel Air has 25 degrees. Ellicott City, 22 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. With us right now is Veronique DeRogie. Am I pronouncing your name fully correctly?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, good deal. I just want to make sure. I'm a flat taxer. And you've written a lot about the U.S. tax code. You say it's too complex. And my proposal would be that we are all treated equally under the law. And also, because I play nickel-dime quarter poker around once a month, that everybody have skin in the game. I think that's an important concept. So my perception of the world would be, if you want to treat us equally, tax us equally. The guy who's making $100,000 a year and the guy who's making $1 million a year, tell them both, you're paying whatever it is, 13.75% of your income. Write me a check, send a postcard, and we're done with this. What's wrong with my approach?
No, your approach is great. We have a horrendous tax code that does all sorts of really bad things. And one thing is that it doesn't actually, there's no horizontal equity. So it means that if you make the same amount of money, depending on whether you do stuff that the government likes or not, you will be paying less than someone who makes exactly the same amount of money. So, for instance, if you buy an electric car, you'll be paying less. You'll get a tax credit for that. If you do this or that, there's no original equity, but it's also extremely punishing for savings and investments. And saving and investments is the source, really, of a lot of growth. And this is why the Trump tax cuts were so important, more than, in my opinion, than the marginal rates on people, even though that matters. And it's also, it's extremely progressive. It's one of the most progressive tax codes out there. And it's punishing. So a flat tax would solve a lot of these problems. So effectively, it would treat saving and investment equally. It would stop double or triple taxing saving and investments, and it would make things simple. It would bring back some horizontal equity. So I mean, I'm in total agreement with you.
Okay, well, one more question then. I think the idea of taxing publicly held corporations is simply a sneaky way of increasing the taxes on the consumer without the consumer being aware of it. I do not understand why those corporations that are publicly held, I don't understand why they're taxed at all. Taxes are just an expense. They're going to pass it along to the consumer.
Yes, a consumer and worker in the form of lower wages, and shareholders in the form of lower dividends, but and of course consumers in the form of higher prices. So there's tons of evidence of that, and but it's also, think about it, it's also double taxing the same form of income.
So
it's the same for capital gains tax, right? There's some recognition that we already double tax the income that we tax through the capital gains because we give it a preferential rate. But a preferential rate of 25%, let's say with all the Obamacare surcharge and is not zero. It's still double taxing. And so I agree with you. But I think good luck with that because there's a trend now to be in the populace tend to be very anti-corporation. So
well, if they don't realize they're simply taxing themselves. I mean, it's an educational process. If you say, well, let's tax GM because GM's making too much money, and then you turn around and you go out and buy a Chevrolet, you just increase the cost of the car you're buying.
That's happening. And again, for all the talks about how corporations are evil because they don't pay their workers enough, which we hear a bunch around here, what the corporate income tax increase does is really lowers a lot of the economic cost is shouldered by workers in the form of lower wages because they invest, because the companies will invest less, because they will push out a lot of their tax bill onto consumers. So it's a defeating proposal, and yet there are still people talking about raising the corporate income tax, even on the Republican side. Hopefully, you know, the president has already said he wants the corporate income tax to get to 15%. I think he's very much in favor of full expensing, which to me these are two very essential provisions, and so we'll see. But the road to extending the tax cuts is actually kind of it's hard. It's harder than we think, even though the Republicans have a trifecta in the House.
But they better start now if they want to have any impact on the off-year elections. I mean, you're talking about this from an economic point of view. I'm talking purely political for a moment. That is, they would like these tax cuts to be in place now so that by 2026, people are feeling the difference and will vote accordingly.
Well, what's going to happen is like they're not going to feel the difference. They will continue facing the same tax bill. What they will feel for sure is what happens if they expire.
Exactly. Veronique DeVergie, thank you so very much. I always appreciate our conversations. We'll have to have another one sometime soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Again, that's Veronique DeVergie. I'll post a couple of pieces by her on Bruce's Brain on Facebook so you guys can check it out. She is, in my view, one of the smartest individuals when it comes to the logic behind taxes and how to actually make the economy work. You'll get to be the judge for yourself once you read the pieces. 721 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, Mike Shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He's mourning the loss of his beloved Redskins yesterday, I'm quite sure. Probably going to show up tomorrow, like, in grieving or in all black. So sad. They got walloped. I mean, they got crushed. And now, of course, we just wait for the Super Bowl coming up around the corner. Of course, Chuck Whitaker was very busy placing big bets on the Las Vegas Raiders, not understanding they weren't playing yesterday. At least no one beat them.
Chuck? Well, that's what I bet on.
That's right.
There would be no score in the game.
That's right. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
There's a report of a wreck now. Haven't seen it yet, but looking at some backing here. Outer loop at Route 40 West, and the one report said it was actually on Route 40, so it's slowing us down here at I-70, and I'm sure getting the tail end of this backup here into the Camry. It's backed up all the way back to 795, so we're not quite seeing the road blockage at Route 40. Could be there right before the ramp at Route 40, because after Route 40 down to Frederick Road, the pace is much better. So that's where the problem is right now over on the west side. We talked about that broken down vehicle in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Doesn't take much to back it up. It was only there a short amount of time. It's clear. It's back into where all four lanes are moving again. But 95 is backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 gets the word. And now 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Cloudy this morning. Sun comes out by the afternoon, high around 46 degrees. Tonight, back down to between 28 and 33 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high 47. Right now, Ellicott City has 22 degrees, and Aberdeen has 27. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, it's time for a mega, mega movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Donald Trump out in California this past weekend, and it was marvelous to see him in real time disagree and dress down the mayor of Los Angeles as she began to lie in the press conference. And he clarified, and by the time the press conference was over, she had turned her lies into a truth by issuing an order to make it comply with what Donald Trump had been saying and not what she had been lying about. He also, by the way, was asked that whether or not Adam Schiff was going to come with him on the plane heading out to California. He said initially he saw a picture of Adam Schiff. He doesn't look like a guy got hit by a baseball bat. He said he'd have his press secretary check that out. But then he said, well, you know, I wouldn't have loved it a whole lot. But, yeah, Schiff said he was going to come.
If he wanted to come out, I would have done that. But I don't know. Somebody said that he wanted to come on the plane, but I think he's staying back for the votes. There's some pretty good votes going on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's staying back for the votes. He's staying back so he can vote a minority on a couple of key confirmation votes. He stayed back so he could see both Pete Hegseth and Kristi Noem both receive confirmation this past weekend.
We're the party of common sense. On day one, I directed every member of my cabinet to, and by the way, Pete Hegseth got approved. Kristi Noem just got approved governor. She's going to keep it. She's a tough one. She's a tough one. And she's going to do a great job.
Yeah, Kristi Noem has this very gentle aspect around her. But like a lot of farm folk, she's a gentle aspect and a steel of spine. A spine of steel, rather. A little dyslexia kicked in for a moment. A spine of steel. And watching her work is going to be a fascinating process. It really is. Donald Trump also, while out in California, and this is something that's being widely distorted. He said, look, we have to consider that FEMA, it's not working well when it comes to both what happened in Asheville, North Carolina, and they're still suffering from that, and what happened in California. FEMA has been a disaster.
We'll begin the work of fundamentally changing, terminating, or overhauling FEMA. FEMA's been a disaster.
FEMA has been a disaster. Why not block grant the money to the states and let the individual states then address the issue? Because getting things through FEMA, from what I understand, it can take a long time. You ask for help from FEMA, check back in 6 months and see how your request is going. In the meantime, like those folks in Asheville, they're living in tents in 25-degree temperature because FEMA's process is so pokey to get it done. So Donald Trump is saying, you know, there might be a different approach. We might see exactly what else we can do instead of having the federal government run the emergency management. Well, maybe just block grant the money to the individual states. And say, you know, for in the state of California, for example, sorry, you have to change your practices before we're going to give you a boatload of money. You have to say, yes, we're going to guarantee we will clean the forest floors because that's what caused that whole shebang. We'll talk more about that. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and that is your Mega Mega Movement update.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Donald Trump. Actually behaving as if he is the president, because he is something that Joe Biden never seemed to master in 4 years. Of course, Donald Trump was like talking to people at 1 or 2 in the afternoon. That would have been nap time for the previous president. So we would have had a very different time schedule as those things went. This thing about California, it is interesting. Back in 2018, Donald Trump, and he was with Gavin Newsom, who was then lieutenant governor at the time, was saying, you guys have got to clean the forest floors. Or you can have another forest fire like the one they just had in 2018. Well, they ignored him. And now we have what happened in Los Angeles. They've got to clean the forest floors. Otherwise, don't give them the money. 7:30 right now. Once again, here's news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. A former Baltimore police detective who was convicted for his role in the disgraced Gun Trace Task Force is out of prison. A U.S. district judge granted an early release to Daniel Herschel because of his terminal illness. He has been placed on supervised release. Herschel served 6 of his 18-year prison sentence after being found guilty in 2018 of racketeering and robbery charges. His attorney said in 2023, Herschel was diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer, noting that he had less than 18 months to live. 3 juveniles facing charges in connection with a violent attack against another student at Carver Vocation Technical High School earlier this month. Police say all 3 have been charged under the juvenile code and 2 are in custody. The 3rd juvenile suspect still being sought. On January 16th, police say the student who was the target was attacked with a knife. A Glen Burnie man sentenced to 6 months in federal prison for his role in a multi-state dogfighting ring. That sentence was handed down to 50-year-old Mario Damon Flythe. He was also sentenced to 6 months of home detention, 3 years of supervised release, and fined $10,000. Prosecutors say Flythe used WhatsApp and Telegram to arrange dogfights. In September 2023, investigators searched Flythe's home and found 4 dogs tied up in cages outside and 3 in metal cages in the basement. Republicans in Congress have introduced a bill that would rename Dulles International Airport for President Trump. The resolution introduced on Thursday will be considered by the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Previous attempts to rename the Northern Virginia Airport for Trump stalled when they failed to get enough support. Chances for passage appear much better this session since Republicans control both the House and the Senate. And the price at the pump is on the rise in Baltimore. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gas is currently at $3.30. Coming up, we check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Last night, your lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 449, and the pick 4 was 6579. Now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We had recovered a little bit going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There had been an incident there in the right tube southbound, and now that had gotten a little better after the O'Donnell Street ramp. And now we see a little slowing again in the right tube southbound. Not sure what it is. Could just be a slow-moving vehicle, but they're backing down just a bit. The left tube is a little better right now. In the meantime, 895 will still slow from right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge with the heavy traffic coming south. All their lanes are open. Had a quick check on the JFX. Nothing major at the city-county line. The west side outer loop delays are there because of an accident on the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next storm may bring us some rain or even a little bit of snow by the end of the week. We're dry until then, and the temperature's mild. 46 this afternoon, 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ho-hum, it'll be the Eagles and Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. Kansas City trying to become the first team in NFL history to three-peat. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And
it's the fifth time in 6 years the Chiefs have been there, also an NFL record. And for the Eagles, it's the second time in 4 years they'll face Kansas City. Philly's third Super Bowl in 8 overall, first with Saquon Barkley.
You dream so much and you dream about so much that when it happens, it never quite reaches expectations. It's kind of expected. So hopefully, when we get the job done, it might be a little better.
And what a difference maker he is. And how do you think the Giants fans feel today? They gave all that money to Daniel Jones. They cut him. They gave none of that money to Saquon Barkley. And a sidebar on this game, I'm talking about the Philly-Washington game. The tush-push that Philly uses makes teams do some strange things sometimes. And so it was yesterday with the Commanders. Four times late in the game, DC tried to jump the snap count, and four times they were called for offsides, eliciting this from referee Sean Hockley.
That's number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
Never heard that before in an NFL game. Elsewhere in the NFL, Pete Carroll to the Raiders, Brian Schottenheimer to the Cowboys. The Saints are the only head coaching job left, and Todd Monken is still available. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Sun reporting that Ravens inside linebacker coach Mark DeLeon has been let go by the team. To the hardwood we go, Maryland with some magic at Indiana.
Gets rid of it. 10 seconds to go. Fans wanted to travel. Price to three. Good! Good!
Got a
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Rodney Rice pours in 23, and the Terps with a huge road win, 79-78 over the Hoosiers. That one with 5 seconds left to play. Terps 6-4 in conference play, 3 wins in a row. Golf news, Harris English shoots a 1-over-73 in challenging weather conditions at Torrey Pines. He wins the Farmers Insurance Open. For English, it's his 5th career PGA Tour title. Former major winner Davis Love III announcing he's recovering from open-heart surgery. CBS Jim Nantz actually broke the news during the network's coverage of the final round of the Farmers, and Love confirmed it in a statement later Saturday. Love, 60 years old, a 21-time winner on the PGA Tour. The Australian Open men's side, Jannik Sinner solidifies his place as the number one player in the world. Straight set win over Alexander Zverev, his 2nd Australian title in a row. And how about the women's final on Saturday? American Madison Keys with a major upset over world number one Aryna Sabalenka in 3 sets. Keys becomes the 2nd oldest woman at the age of 29 to win her 1st Aussie title. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Stephen A. Smith lets it fly.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Well, Bruce, Stephen A. Smith had something to say on the Bill Maher show last week, and it wasn't about sports. I'll play it for you first. Stephen A., never shy to share an opinion, delivered this broadside to the Democrat Party.
For the debate on June 27th, when the debate happened, and by the time that was exposed, it then waited 3 weeks after that before he decided to walk away. But it was too late for anybody else to get in. So Kamala Harris, who didn't resonate during the primaries in 2020, couldn't even get to Iowa, suddenly is the Democratic nominee. And then y'all go, then you roll up at the Chicago, at the convention in Chicago, and everybody's like, she's a rock star. So it was like, wait a minute, how that happened? How that happened? I don't know how that happened.
Stephen A. Smith feeling like a fool for voting for Kamala Harris. Yeah. He voted for her. He admitted it. He doesn't like it.
Well, you know, mistakes happen.
this is a pretty big one.
Okay. Now, the NFL is just about over. And I'm hoping that you will get the same coverage this year that you did with the same degree of excellence last year. It'll be a 3-syllable word. It is a town with a large number behind it. Can you guess what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The town is Daytona. The number is 500. NASCAR is about to crank it up again for the season.
Oh, I see. So you want me to cover the NASCAR?
Well, of course.
Okay, of course I'm going to do it.
That's why you did it last year.
I'm the sports guy.
I've been looking forward to it. I really have.
Okay.
NASCAR season's around the corner.
Yeah.
For those guys who like to drive fast and turn left.
I didn't know you were a huge NASCAR fan.
I love NASCAR.
Do you?
Yeah.
You sit home and watch it?
I like the road contests best rather than the big ovals.
Like the Grand Prix?
Yeah. Okay. I like the twists and turns. I think that's a different set of driving skills. And it's fascinating to watch that kind of stuff.
I've seen you drive, Bruce. You don't have any of those skills.
Kristen has seen the same thing. She says, let me know when you get to work, because I'm not being on the road the same time you are, fella.
Exactly.
It works out. All right. Talk to you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:40. Although she passed away a couple of years ago, passed away in 2013, it is worth noting that Anna Mae Bullock, you probably know her as Tina Turner, she has a new song out. There's a cut that was intended to be on, I believe, her last album that didn't make it for whatever reason. They've just rediscovered this song, and they've released it. So, new hit from Tina Turner, Hot For You, Baby.
We'll see how it does on the charts. It's a 1980s, you know, power pace. It really is. It's what it sounds like. The chords, the heavy driving chords. So it's good piece. Good piece of music. If you listen to it all the way through, I'd recommend it. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And all right, it's started, folks. Now that Donald Trump has said DEI is DEAD, is DOA, dead on arrival, the pushback has begun. Ellen Estelle, who is a left-wing, quote-unquote, intellectual, says this.
This is the disgusting version of America that people want. And, oh, by the way, eggs are still more expensive. So you didn't even get that. Great job, white folks.
Really? So Donald Trump has been president now for, what, less than a month? And Estelle is upset because somehow he hasn't magically lowered the price of eggs. It might take another couple of weeks, Ellie, in all fairness. But he says what's happening now is the media is covering for Donald Trump.
Every time the media tries to sane wash Trump, whitewash Trump, explain Trump, defend Trump, what they're doing is muddying the waters on these issues that we have already decided. If Trump wants to end DEI programs, that's legal. DEI is a policy.
However, Ellie doesn't want anybody to touch the current understanding of things like the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which is something that's been crying for Supreme Court attention for more than half a century. Ellie says that that's just wrong to examine previous decisions. I guess he would have been happy at the time of Dred Scott was saying, no, you can't examine that again. It's perfectly fine just as it is. More from him and, of course, Al Sharpton, one of our favorites, coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 743. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The morning backup now, I-97 right at the split as you're heading towards Annapolis at Route 32. So if you're down from Benfield Boulevard, you're making that turn right there at the merge where everybody kind of comes together. That's the morning slowdown through there. Nothing out of the ordinary. Still good at the Severn River Bridge at Ritchie Highway, and all the traffic on the Bay Bridge, which mostly in the morning is westbound, is all clear. The Beltway is slowing. Parkville side at Hartford Road, and before that, Interloop at Green Spring, the west side hurting a little bit. Minor accident was on the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 40. So with that, we've been solid down from 795 down through there. And then it does get better after the ramps at Frederick Road. Once again, we are backed up now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It kind of ebbs and flows different times. Now we're backed up to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, your hoses, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Cloudy this morning, sun comes up in the afternoon, a high around 46 degrees. Right now, Reisterstown has 26, Middle River has 29. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and once again, it is time for Choose Your Fake News. We do need a contestant. I forgot to mention that. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number if you'd like to be the contestant on today's Choose Your Fake News. Three amazing stories we picked up during the course of the weekend. One of them is completely fake, and the other two are odd, but completely real. It's just odd, but real. So our contestant's calling you right now. We'll wait until we have the contestant on the line before we run these down. And, of course, if our contestant wins, they win some great 100-year memorabilia. Really, this station has been around for 100 years, Chuck? Mm. Now, you and I didn't start here until, like, the station had been on the air for 3.5 years already, so it's been a while.
I did my first report there, I think, in, like, 1970.
70?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you preceded me. Yep. Yeah, I got here in 76, 77, 78, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's my first one around 1970.
Somewhere in there. All right, Tony is at Pikesville. He is our contestant this morning. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine.
Right.
You know the rules of the game here. We're going to give you three stories. You get to choose which one is fake news. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third.
You go third. All right, he's going to go third. Thanks for making my life complicated, Tony.
Yeah.
Always enjoy that Monday morning.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yes. All right. Okay. Here's story number one. A 10-year-old boy reprimanded by his father for not completing his homework took revenge by calling the police and telling them that his father was hiding forbidden drugs. The incident took place earlier this month in China after being severely scolded by his father for not completing his homework. The little boy, 10 years old, stormed out of the house, went straight to a nearby store, asked if he used the phone. The fifth grader called the police and ratted out his dad because his dad wanted him to do his homework. By the way, end result is the kid still had to do his homework, but dad's in jail.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Story number two. Saginaw Bay was named, but not named. There's a satirical story out saying that Saginaw Bay had been renamed the Bay. And, of course, it was just a joke. But it's a joke accepted by virtually everybody in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, as they all thought, wow, Saginaw Bay is no longer Saginaw Bay, it's now Bay.
Bay.
The Bay. The Midland Gazette, which is a Facebook-based publication with a history of fooling people unaware they were reading what amounts to a Michigan-focused version of The Onion. So it is not the Bay, it is Saginaw Bay, still.
Okay. All right.
Story number three. A Philadelphia mom, this is on the heels of their victory yesterday, of course, goes viral for naming her son Philly Cheese Steak Gray Jr. Mm-hmm. That's spelled unusually. Philly is a PH at the beginning, and cheese is CHEZ, and steak is STEACHE. But she named her son, I'm not kidding here, Philly Cheese Steak, and the last name is Gray's, Jr. I don't think there was a senior, so this is...
That was my first question.
She's Steak Senior.
She's, okay. she's gone full chili steak, cheese steak. So Tony wants to go third. So we'll start with Kristen. Good morning.
Oh, it's been happening a lot lately.
Yes.
I don't know. They're all true, I think. But I'll just go with number three. That's a terrible thing to do to a child.
A terrible thing to do to a child. Kristen goes with number three. Jules.
Bruce, I'm going to go with number two because Saginaw and the Saginaw Bay is not in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So I think that might be fake news.
Ooh. All right. Number three is Tony. Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to go with two. The Youpers are nuts, but I don't think
the Youpers are nuts, man. You've been there, apparently.
Yes.
And Chuck.
One, please.
Going to go with one. The boy scolded for not doing his homework, ratting his dad out for drug use. And this is for Chuck. All right, let's start with story number three. Philly mom goes viral for naming her son after a Philly cheesesteak, naming him Philly Cheese Steak Grays Jr. That's a true story.
That's a mouthful.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Shit, that's cruel. I'm sorry. That's absolutely true. Saginaw Bay.
Chuck Meatball Sub.
Yes, pretty
easy now.
Yes.
Take it easy now. You don't have a speaking part.
Story number two, both Jules and Tony chose story number two. Saginaw Bay was not renamed Bay. That's a true story.
Ooh, well, goodbye.
Yeah, so,
thanks for playing anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. The only person who got it right on the fake story is the boy scolded for not doing his homework, reporting his father for drug use. He did indeed report his father for drug use, but he didn't have to do his homework after that. That's the lie. So, Tony, thanks for playing. Better luck next time around.
Thank
Chuck,
you
are once again the big wiener.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
And Tony tried to get one in on me there. See what happens? That's what happens. You know,
that's what happens.
You got zapped.
You got zapped. That's what happens.
That's what happens, Bruce.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
Talk to you in a couple.
Hi, boy.
751.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 7:53, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Beltway west side. We had the minor wreck on the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 40. They were kind of looking at that, but it was backed up anyway, already back to the area at 795. And now the inner loop is slowing, coming up towards I-70. I think Chart may be having a problem with a lot of their cameras. Suddenly the cameras have gone dark at about seven or eight of the cameras that we normally look at, especially over on the Parkville side. Hartford Road, Putty Hill, Bel Air Road, all the cameras are out for the moment. We do know for a fact that we still have delays with the heavy traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy this morning. Sun will be coming out around 46 degrees, the high today. Right now, Middle River has 29 degrees, and Hunt Valley currently is looking at 23. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:54. Tom's been hanging on for a bit. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the point I wanted to make, the problem with the flat rate tax, the root problem is kind of the same root problem as with the graduated income tax. All supposed to be equal in the eyes of the law, then one person's liberty or equality should not cost more than the other. When you look back at the original Constitution, representation and direct taxes like an income tax are all supposed to be apportioned, which means we all get one vote and we all pay the exact same amount. But more importantly, Trump's talking now about creating the External Revenue Service, and he's talking about when we didn't tax the people directly with income tax, we ran the country on tariffs. And he seems to be intimating that maybe we can go back to something like that. So instead of trading one oppressive system for another that can be manipulated over and over by Congress, let's junk all those direct tax systems to the people, and let's go back to running the country on tariffs. Along with fiscal responsibility, I think it can be done.
I think it can't, Tom. I think in an ideal world it could, but with the size of our budget now, the amount of tariffs that would have to be used on a routine basis, we would end up not doing business with very many other countries, which means just like when they begin to tax cigarettes very heavily, it assures that there won't be very many cigarettes sold. That if you begin to tax people very heavily just in order to create income, then they're
they're going to stop doing business with you and start doing business with some other country that does not have the confiscatory tariffs in place that we would have. I don't think tariffs are any more a reasonable solution. And also, I think that the argument can be made that you have an equal treatment under the law if indeed you're taxing somebody at exactly the same rate as you're taxing everybody else, with income not being defined differently depending on what kind of income you happen to have. And very, very few deductions, by the way, if any at all. I think you might have a transitionary period where mortgage deductions are allowed for 10 years and then slowly phased out over that time period. But then beyond that, I think everybody has to have, everybody's got to have skin in the game. So starting with somebody who's making $1,000 a year up to somebody who's making $1 million a year, they both get taxed by the same percentage. Everybody has skin in the game. Everybody cares. Right now, less than half of us actually pay federal income taxes, and then we transfer a lot of our income over to those individuals who do not and call it an earned income tax credit. Of course, they don't have any income they've earned, so they simply take our money and redistribute it as we kind of careen towards socialism. So in my perfect world, you know, I would say, Tom, your tax burden for this year is exactly the same as Warren Buffett's. You owe 13.725% of your income. You do the math. Send in the W-2, you know, put it in an envelope along with a check if we owe you anything after withholding. The other thing you could do, I suspect, that would really have an impact on our willingness to pay higher and higher taxes is stop withholding and say you have to pay your taxes every pay period.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a shock to the system, that we would all see that and say, holy smokes. And that would have, I think, a profound impact, because right now we have money taken out of our paychecks willy-nilly, basically, and we're not aware of it. You know, we have everything from our federal taxes to FICA. Everything's pulled out. And so it's in theory, painless, which means basically we're just the bigger sucker.
Yep, and you're right, though. Everybody needs to get skin in the game. But like I said, the biggest thing is going to be the fiscal responsibility. We need to do a lot of cuts, and there's a lot that can be cut.
You've got that right, Tom. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Coming up the next hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, more from Ellie Mistel and Al Sharpton. Oh, goodness, I have a whole minute. I have a whole minute here. I thought I had a commercial to do. I don't have a commercial to do. This in from Jim in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton. Bruce, as you may know, I'm with you on the flat tax. Everybody must have skin in the game, from the company president to the kids running the corner lemon stand. One of the advantages I see with the flat tax system is you know exactly the rules of the game, and as an entrepreneur, it frees you up on how to grow your business instead of wasting time on how to avoid paying taxes. The objective of running a business should be focused on growing and expanding the business and not on creating a clever tax strategy to minimize how much you have to spend. Marty says the problem with tariffs funding the government is when tariffs funded the federal government, states also help fund the federal government. Today, the feds fund the states. And that's true. That is absolutely true. Now it's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House declaring a Trump victory after a weekend diplomatic dust-up with Colombia.
President Trump's press secretary said the government of Colombia has agreed to flights of deported migrants after the president threatened steep tariffs and other restrictions. The clash began when Colombia did not allow two U.S. military flights with migrants to land. The White House said the president will fiercely protect America's sovereignty by deporting illegal aliens.
White House correspondent Greg Hogston. They can go home again, and they are. But what they'll find? Well, that's something else. Tens of thousands of Palestinians streaming into the most heavily destroyed portion of the Gaza Strip after Israel lifted its closure of the north for the first time since the early weeks of the 15-month war with Hamas. That is in line with the fragile Israel-Hamas ceasefire hostage-prisoner exchange deal. Southern California has seen fire, and now rain.
Containment grows for the biggest blazes, with Eaton at 95% and Palisades
87% as of Sunday. And they also made significant progress against the Hughes fire near Lake Castaic. In San Diego County, there was still little containment of the Border 2 fire. The wildfires killed at least 28 people and destroyed more than 14,000 structures.
Correspondent Julie Walker says while rain is helping firefighters, there is concern that if it gets too heavy, there could be toxic ash flows as well as rock and mudslides. The 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz by Soviet troops being observed at the site of the former death camp. The Nazis murdered some 1.1 million people at the site in southern Poland, which was under German occupation during World War II. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 323 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Five.
Good Monday morning. It's 8:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a minor wreck on the Beltway. I haven't seen it yet because it's a little bit out of the camera range on the inner loop between Green Spring and the JFX. If it's there, it's pretty wide at that point on the Beltway, including the median. So it could be on the shoulder, but they're looking at it beyond that point, at least at the JFX. The pace then improves. So we're not losing all the lanes. We may not even be losing one lane, but we're back up from that point east of Green Spring, and it's going back towards Reisterstown Road. 795 all the way down the west side. That backup was caused by that wreck on the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 40. The northeast corner of the Beltway is slow, and it's pretty much crawling from Bel Air Road all the way around towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next storm may bring us some rain or even a little bit of snow by the end of the week. We're dry until then, and the temperature's mild. 46 this afternoon, 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 45-year-old driver was killed in a single vehicle crash Saturday morning. Baltimore County Police responded around 5 a.m. to Rolling Road at Horizon Circle, where a Mercedes left the roadway and struck a tree. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene, and the crash team is investigating. The city of Baltimore is facing legal action by the families of three firefighters who were killed battling a fire in 2022. Fire lieutenants Kelsey Sadler and Paul Buttram and firefighter EMT Kenny Lacayo were killed when a row home on Stricker Street collapsed on them. The lawsuit alleges the city intentionally withheld information that would have indicated the building was dangerous. The city's law department declined to comment on the lawsuit. Governor Moore is nominating Harry Coker Jr. to serve as the next secretary of the Maryland Department of Commerce. Coker most recently worked under former President Joe Biden as the U.S. National Cyber Director. And just ahead, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barowie, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the Eagles and Chiefs will meet in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. Philly, by virtue of its 55-23 win over the Commanders yesterday, Chiefs withstand the Bills again in the playoffs, fourth time in 5 years, 32-29 the final, eliciting this from Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Well, they're a good football team. They've won two Super Bowls. They've been to seven straight AFC championship games, and that's no excuse. This is a good football team. We got to keep working to get over that hump. There's no doubt about it.
So here's a couple of things. McDermott's record, 8 seasons, 7 playoff appearances, 5 AFC East Division titles, 2 AFC Championship games, no Super Bowls. I don't hear or see one Bills fan calling for him to be fired because he can't get his team to the big game. Also, Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid dropping that pass with 2 minutes to play. In case you didn't see it, here it is.
Whole season for Buffalo on the line here. There they come. He just desperately throws it up in the air. Incomplete! Kincaid was right there. There is a flag.
No flag on the play. Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Keep in mind, that was Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. A catch there would have given the Bills a first down deep in Kansas City territory with under 2 minutes to play and would have kept a potential game-tying or winning drive, a game-tying field goal or winning touchdown drive alive. I haven't heard one death threat or one Bills fan calling for him not to return next season. Just something to think about. Coming up at 8:35, he would have been 19 yesterday. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn Owings Mills, making it right. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey has the morning off. We'll be back at the full strength tomorrow. Julie Ryder in doing news, of course, and our executive producer, Kristen Hegrick, making sure that I get through these 3 hours without hurting myself too badly, which is always a bit of a task for whoever's assigned that duty. It was, hey, it was your day to watch them, not mine. It's one of those things. Great email in from Butch. He said, your suggestion that FEMA block grants money to the state would be a great improvement over current procedures. A better solution would be to leave the money in the states to start with. Too much of it is used in the bureaucracy of FEMA and the rest of the federal government just to block grant. When Calvin Coolidge was president, he denied funding to catastrophes like this, including his own state. He took some heat, but he was extremely responsible with tax money and its use. Well, of course, the relationship between the citizen and the federal government has changed since Silent Cal, that we used to have the primary voice, and now those people on the political left, particularly those in government, view that they have the primary voice. It's just, I think FEMA has not done the job, observably, over and over and over again. And it's like, why keep trying to reinvent the square wheel? It's an organization. It's not been around for a million years. It's on the relative scale, a newer organization, and it does not accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. If the money were block granted to the states in a situation like this, or simply left at the states instead, that's fine. If the federal government then wants to say, you have the money, but this is actually a fire that's too big, a disaster that's too big, we could pitch in some other way, then that I'd have no huge problem with. But not everything has to go through the federal government in our life. And that is the attitude of some folks on the left, is that, you know, unless it goes through the federal government, somehow it's bad. In my view, if we can take care of things at a local level, we should.
And if it requires we go to the county level, then okay, it goes to the county level. But if it requires you go to the congressional district level, okay, we can do that. But you start from the smallest form of government and you move up rather than saying, wow, you have a problem with your sidewalk? Let's get the federal government involved in this. That's kind of our approach to life nowadays, and I just think it's not very effective, and I think it's wrong. I think it robs us of our control over the government. We're supposed to be a republic of free men and free women who make individual choices, and the government is there to serve us. Unfortunately, too often now, we seem to think that we are there to serve the government. That's clearly what the government believes. We got a couple of cuts from Ellie Mistel. It was a very left of center. I think he's a professor someplace, and quote, intellectual. He says, now that Donald Trump is doing away with DEI, well, then what's he going to do instead?
DEI is a policy invented by white folks to try to stop other white folks from being racist. If they want to end the policy, the next media question shouldn't be like, oh my God, you're ending DEI. The next media question should be, okay, so what are you doing to combat racism in employment and hiring? What are you doing to combat sexism in employment and hiring in the federal government, the largest employer in the country?
By implication, what he's saying is that the federal government's racist. And without DEI in place, the racist federal government will go back to being racist. This is a federal government with a, I don't know the exact number, but a pretty fair number of African-American employees, a pretty fair number of female employees, a pretty fair number of other ethnic minorities as employees. It kind of boggles the mind to think that, you know, a bunch of people who are Hispanic or Black or Asian or female inside the organization will somehow revert to being racists and revert to Jim Crow unless we have DEI. What they may say is, finally, you can get rid of the incompetent guy in the next cubicle and put somebody in there that can do his or her work so I can get mine done on time. My supposition. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident scene on the inner loop towards Greenspring between there and the JFX made it into the median, so everybody was open once again. It's moving a little better, but still backed up. It's going to be there for a while. Typical ride now from Pikesville over to the JFX, then gets better moving over towards 83. The outer loop is slow, still there. Bel Air Road to Providence Road. Some of the traffic south and eastbound on the Beltway, fighting the bright sunshine right now, so that's adding to some of the delays on the Beltway. And we had the wreck earlier, about an hour ago, outer loop at Route 40 just started to back up, and it backed up all the way back to 795, and that is still there. JFX, I don't have a reason for it, but it's slowing, starting south of Ruxton Road. It's kind of heavy coming in through the city-county line. As you know, I say it all the time, there are no cameras, speed cameras, we don't get those, but there are no traffic cameras working on the JFX from Northern Parkway all the way into North Avenue, which is about just, well, almost said something nasty there. Let's just say it's brilliant, and leave it at that. Both the tunnels
brilliant.
Still...
It's yes. Brilliant.
Almost said something else in front of that, but that's okay. The southbound...
It's brilliant.
Yes. How the hell do you not... A major expressway, and you have no traffic cameras from Northern Parkway through to Ramps downtown. Get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
All right. In the meantime, both the tunnels are still backed up southbound. At least 10, 12 minutes right now with the lanes open going south through the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Charles.
Yes,
thank you. Cloudy this morning. Sun comes out this afternoon at a high around 46 degrees. Right now, Parkville has 30. Pikesville has 28 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now at 8:15, once again, it's time for the Democrat Clown Car. Ladies and gentlemen, please head to the big top, if you would. Enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring, because we have the capacity to bring back the real voices of real people from years and years and years ago. So let's go all the way back to the year 2000. And a fascinating conversation between Joy Reid and Adam Schiff took place in the waning days of 2000, right before the November election. They had this conversation. hear what they have to say, and let's apply the same logic to today.
Have you ever heard of somebody getting a preemptive pardon who was innocent of all crime? Who's just an innocent person? Have you ever heard of that? Just somebody getting a blanket pardon, and they're an innocent person?
Well, no. You know, I think that it's an effort not only to prospectively pardon people for things they have not yet been charged with and may never be charged with, but also it's the president's own family. It's people that have been covering up for the president in addition to his own family.
That was a very bad thing 4 years ago. Curiously, both Joy Reid and Adam Schiff are very silent on that issue this time around. I don't know exactly what the difference is. Let's give that some thought. Meanwhile, you two get back in the clown car, cuddle up next to each other, and get out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 817. All right, Elie Wiesel, one more soundbite from him, if I might. In his world, the professoriate rule, world that is, if you're going to take out DEI, there's only one thing you have to do. You have to basically replace it with something else, just like DEI, but with a different name.
So the question has to be, fine, you want to end DEI, what's next, right? It's all, like, you're going to repeal it, what are you going to replace it with? Because just going back to antebellum racism, that's what's illegal.
Okay, you see the flaw in his logic there. It's a false choice. In his world, if you do away with DEI, we're going right back to Jim Crow. In his world, that's the only possible other outcome. If you do away with DEI or didn't earn it, then you're going to go straight back to Uncle Tom's Cabin. I mean, that's a quick, you know, quick straight. There's only that one choice. It's a false choice. It's nonsense. If you do away with DEI, you don't have to replace it with anything other than a commitment to hire the most qualified individual. Now, companies will, by instinct, want to hire the most qualified individual for every job within the company, because that's the way they compete in the marketplace. Government should be in the same position, where they want only to hire the most qualified individual for a particular position. And nothing but that. It should be colorblind. It should be genderblind. Here's an interesting note. If you audition to play violin in an orchestra, they put you initially behind a screen when you audition. They don't want to see your age, your gender, none of that stuff. The only time it matters is if your bow work, you know, the bow that goes up and down, is different from everybody else's in the entire section. But in the audition, they just want to know, can you play real swell? If you can, you get the gig. If not, you don't. Which is why, you know, I mean, it's funny. We went to see a Pops thing with the BSO this past Friday. Friends of ours went down to Strathmore. It was good, man. It was a lot of fun. It was a Motown thing, and they had three performers up there, and they were just killers. A tremendous event. A lot of fun. And there's some of the people that I've known in the BSO. The first violinist, he's been there for a long time, Jonathan Carney. A long time. I knew him back way before his hair was white. Right? But the fact is, he plays beautifully. I could not see if he had a Stradivarius with him or not from where I was sitting. But he plays amazingly well. You don't sit as the first chair in an orchestra unless you've proven your ability, proven your talent, proven your skill, period. Hiring should be just like that, in my view. It should be exactly like that. If you're going to have somebody come in and do the job, you want the most qualified person to do the job. But again, in private business, left alone, so you don't have to say, oh, we have to obey the DEI rules. We have to pervert our hiring practices in order to make sure we have the right gender here, the correct racial mix here, so that we accurately reflect the community. So, I mean, that's the idea, you see, of the whole thing. Well, you see, you have to have, in a community, if you have 35% black residents, 10% Hispanic residents, 5% Asian residents, and everybody else is white, you have to try to endeavor to have your workforce the same. Why? Why should you not simply say, I hire the most qualified individual for the job, period? It's a competitive world out there. So you hire the most qualified person. And the other guy says, well, I'm just going to hire people according to racial quota. I mean, diversity, equity, inclusion. We think those are swell things. And you're the one hiring people because they're the most qualified? Guess who's going to win in the marketplace? 99 times out of 100, it's going to be you. And not the person who's not hiring for anything other than, is this the best person for this job this time? That's not the way the folks who like DEI see it. And, of course, these charges of going right back to Uncle Tom's cabin and Harriet Beecher Stowe and all this stuff. Well, wait until you hear what Al Sharpton has to say about that. That's coming up next. 822 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive. I'm Bruce Elliott. And again, as always, thank you so very, very much for having us in this and every day. And let me tell you about Glen Burnie Transmission. If your car is a little older, you're beginning to have some transmission problems, little problems with your tranny, there's a way you can handle them at a cost much more effective than the costs you're going to see if you go to the dealership. And that is, go directly to Glen Burnie Transmissions, because they have now teamed up with Jim Jennings Transmissions to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century. It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmission or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous professional service at both companies. Free area towing for both. Great financing available for both. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500, GBT Transmission, GBT Online, by the way, it's gbt-online.com, or Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
823 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. The man most qualified to do this job, and he has been for at least, what, I think, two and a half, three centuries, if I recall correctly. Chuck Whitaker.
God already knows it seems like it.
Some mornings.
You know, when you do the inaugural parade for Lincoln, you know you've been around a while.
Yeah. But you know what? You got that whole congestion on Ford's Theater thing right, so yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was the first time the horses got stalled on the Capitol Beltway, so we'll see what happens. The BW Parkway looks good. At 198, it was a little backed up right before we came on just about 2 minutes ago. It was slow southbound through there. Now it's loosened up a little bit. Looks okay at Route 32, back towards Route 100, and in the area to Rundle Mills Boulevard. Don't see any major problems there. Both the tunnels still carrying the heavy traffic southbound, but at last check, at least everybody was moving going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A couple of broken down vehicles earlier, but for right now, looks like the pace is fairly good. I'm going to change the camera here. Yeah, all the four lanes are open. Southbound moving eventually down to 95 Russell Street, 395. But the tunnels are still heavy on the approach to the Toll Plaza area. And there is late slowing on the Beltway. Most areas, Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, and down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy this morning. Sun comes up in the afternoon. A high today around 46 degrees. Middle River has 29 right now. Hunt Valley 23. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 825. I promise you, Al Sharpton, or I threaten you with him, I guess. So let me now deliver. Here's Al Sharpton talking about how racist it is to deport illegals. What? Okay, here he goes.
When you look at the fact that there's a serious element of profiling here, that we're looking for people mm-hmm. of a certain black or brown color, mm-hmm. When we're looking at the fact that this is a president who has told law enforcement be tougher on people, he's openly endorsed police brutality, so I would assume that would go with ICE as well. It's a nightmare for the civil liberties and civil rights of people.
Okay. I'd like to see the quote where he has openly endorsed police brutality. I'm not aware of that. And if I'm not aware of it, I'm a bit surprised because it is, after all, what I do for a living. But, you know, it could be that Al Sharpton has a quote hidden away somewhere that proves that Donald Trump is in favor of police brutality. Or it could be that Al Sharpton is lying, just as he has done repeatedly during the course of his career, beginning with Tawana Brawley. And, you know, knowingly lying. You get to decide which it is. Either Donald Trump has openly endorsed the idea of police brutality, or Al Sharpton is once again lying through his lying teeth as a lying liar who lies. And then he says, not only is he going to deport people, but basically he wants, just as Joe Biden said, put you people back in chains.
Coming on the back of him trying to deal with those that are born here being denied citizenship, going back to the Dred Scott decision. So I think that if this was a cocktail, it would be all of the toxic, poisonous things you would not want to drink. And I think that he's doing this, and he hasn't even been president for a week.
Okay. So Donald Trump, by saying the Supreme Court really has to take a look at the whole concept of birthright citizenship, because there's a fair amount of legal thought that says it's being misinterpreted in today's world. This is not what the people who actually wrote the damn thing meant by it. That the people who wrote it specifically said under the jurisdiction of. If you come here as an ambassador from France and your wife has a child here, that child is a citizen of France. Because you live in an area that is officially, after all, French property. That's the ambassador, right? You go to the embassy, it's French, it's France. But your kid is French, not American. Should not the same logic apply to people who come across the border illegally? They're not under the jurisdiction of the United States of America. They're under the jurisdiction of whatever their home country is until they are accepted here, either as a green card holder. And I think there's some question as to whether the green card holders would then have children who are American citizens or not. But certainly illegals don't. People who are born here in this country to parents who are here legally in this country, those kids are under the jurisdiction of the federal government of the United States of America. Everybody else is not. This is not a brand new thought. I've been talking about the 14th Amendment and its misinterpretation for 30 years. You know, sitting behind this microphone and the one up the hill, and actually down in D.C. and back in Milwaukee, I've been saying this for more than 30 years, that we're misreading the 14th Amendment, that we're ignoring the under the jurisdiction of portion of the 14th. Because somehow it became de rigueur to do so. It was not the practice, by the way, as recently as 1952. Because otherwise, all the illegals who had come across the border during World War II to do jobs that had been occupied by American citizens, but they were off actually fighting in Europe or in Asia, when they came back from World War II, Dwight Eisenhower initiated what he called Operation Wetback. Sorry for the offensive term there. Operation Wetback, and he kicked them all out. Their kids were Mexican citizens, not U.S. citizens. Half a century ago, we understood the law. Somehow, we've forgotten it. It's 8:30 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here's news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A Johns Hopkins Baltimore area survey shows local residents believe overall quality of life is improving over last year. The survey covers Baltimore City and County and wants to capture residents' impressions over a one-year period. City residents reportedly feel that their neighborhoods are getting better rather than worse. Public school satisfaction ratings have doubled among Black city residents, but almost half of those that live near the proposed red line experienced more transportation issues than other residents in the area. There's disturbing new details about the murder of an 11-year-old girl in Middle River. 34-year-old Kiana Dillion is charged with first-degree murder in the death of her daughter, London Olson, who was found strangled to death at the family's home along Firethorn Road last week. Dillion made several social media posts in the days leading up to the murder, one post saying, "The mark of the beast, they touched my kids, and you all will die." Dillion was denied bond and will undergo a psychological evaluation. Three juveniles are facing charges in connection with a violent attack against another student at Carver Vocation Technical High School earlier this month. Police say all three have been charged under the juvenile code. Two are in custody. The third juvenile suspect is still being sought. On January 16th, police say the student who was the target was attacked with a knife. A 9-year-old girl is in critical condition after she accidentally shot herself in the head at a home in Baltimore's northwest neighborhood of Pimlico. Police say the child was at her grandmother's home along the 3500 block of Ingleside Avenue Saturday afternoon when she found the weapon. No word on whether or not anyone was at home at the time of the accidental shooting. Coming right up, we'll check traffic, lottery numbers, plus the Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 449, and the pick 4 was 6579. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still looking at delays, 895 around Eastern Avenue, 95 around the Eastern Avenue area as well, and then through O'Donnell Street. So 10 to 15 minutes right now, southbound with the lanes open. The Beltway just crawling today, and it's very heavy, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road, actually before it gets better there, and then it starts down the hill to Wilkins Avenue. The inner loop is 795, Park Heights, Green Spring, JFX before that gets better, and the Parkville side back up is still there. It's still Bel Air Road to Providence Road on the northeast outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next storm may bring us some rain or even a little bit of snow by the end of the week. We're dry until then, and the temperature's mild. 46 this afternoon, 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song. Get your max tax refund guaranteed, and new customers get $100 to switch. Don't miss the boat. Book an appointment with experts today. Limited time offer for new clients, participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the three-peat dream lives on for Kansas City as the Chiefs once again found a way to dismiss the Bills from the playoffs. This time it was 32-29, Buffalo losing for the fourth time to Kansas City in the playoffs in the last 5 years. To the Bills locker room we go. Bills quarterback Josh Allen sums it up.
It's not fun. But to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The last three-peat by any team in any team sport was the Lakers back in 2000, 01, and 02. Kobe Bryant led that team. The Chiefs will face the Eagles in Super Bowl 59. Same matchup as back in 22, only this time the Eagles have a guy named Saquon Barkley.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it. Saquon Barkley, first down, Barkley! Saquon! Touchdown!
This actually may have been the greatest running back season in history. Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox. Saquon Barkley, not the NFL MVP. 118 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2,447 rushing yards this year for Barkley, including playoffs. 14 100-yard games, 20 touchdowns. Elsewhere in the NFL, only one coaching job remains, and that is in New Orleans, site of Super Bowl 59. The Raiders hire Pete Carroll over the weekend. The Cowboys tap Brian Schottenheimer. One final chance for Todd Monken remains. Maryland basketball with a big win at Indiana, 79-78 on a Rodney Rice three-pointer with 7 seconds left to play. The Terps have won 3 in a row, 2 on the road. They host 18th-ranked Wisconsin on Wednesday night. Maryland women took it on the chin yesterday. Number one UCLA came to College Park and beat them, 82-67, the final. Local college basketball, UMBC, with a big win over mid-major power Vermont on the road, 80-63. Elsewhere, Morgan over Coppin at the Hill Fieldhouse, 80-64. And nationally televised tonight, Towson at Northeastern on CBS Sports Network. And finally, a short tribute here. There are fans and then there are super fans. And most definitely in the latter category belongs one named Mosilla Kingsley Gabba, perhaps better known as just Mo Gabba, who captured our hearts over the years here in Baltimore. Mo Gabba was born in Glen Burnie. He was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 9 months and soon thereafter became blind. But he loved sports. He called talk shows. He was optimistic, enthusiastic, became a Baltimore sports personality in his own right. In 2019, he became the first person to announce an NFL draft pick written in Braille. In 2020, he was inducted into the Orioles Hall of Fame. And on July 28, 2020, at the age of 14, Mo Gabba passed away. 2 years later, in 2022, this happened on Mo Gabba Day at Camden Yards.
In the air to right. Lowe will drip back. Lowe doesn't see it. Lowe lost the ball. Here comes Hayes. Trey's going to go to third. Trey's going to be waved home. Here comes Mancini. He is safe. Save. Save. A fairy tale has come to life.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a fairy tale indeed. That would be Trey Mancini's final at-bat in Baltimore. Traded to the Astros in the next couple days. Yesterday, January 26th, was Mo Gabba's birthday, and Mo Gabba would have turned 19 years of age. The time now is 8:37. When we return, more on Mo Gabba.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
You know, that young man at 19, well, he would have been 19 years old yesterday, taught us more about life in his 14 years here in Baltimore than I think anybody possibly could have done. It was just such a great story.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. He was. And it was sad to see him go, but the attitude he brought toward life is one that we should all grab onto.
Absolutely, 100%. And then that's why I wanted to do the story. And I, by the way, I thank our texter, Marty, who does texting often on the text line.
He kind of tuned
me into the story that it was his birthday yesterday. So appreciate that, Marty, and I think it was well worth it.
Yeah, on another note, by the way, we'll have a chance to review this again tomorrow when Sean is in the studio. Is that by sad news, both Sean and Gary Stein chose two games yesterday, and they chose the losers in both games.
Oh, so you call me a loser?
No, I'm not calling you a loser.
What are you calling me?
I'm calling you wrong.
we'll talk about it with Sean tomorrow a little bit. I'm going to need a little support.
Yes, you do.
Two on one.
Yes.
All right, Bruce, congratulations, okay?
Wouldn't that leave me up by three on each of you?
Yes, Bruce, it would leave you up by three with one to play. So the math works in your favor, absolutely. So, what more do you want, Bruce?
What money do I win for this?
Zip, zero, nada.
That's right.
FS, gornished.
My reward is only in the glow of victory.
Yeah, I can tell. You got a big glow right above your head.
Thanks, Gary.
Goodbye.
Bye. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM. And
This in from Marty, talking about how Al Sharpton's contention somehow is that ICE is racist and discriminatory. He says, I don't know, among the first people targeted by ICE was a German who had overstayed her visa. The ICE agent, the ICE agent who attempted to apprehend her was shot and killed. And that is a fact. So, no, if you're here illegally in this country, it's time to go. And I think that is a lesson that those individuals who happen to fall in that category, under this president, you should learn that now and make adjustments to your life so that you don't get caught up and shipped back with the indignity that that's going to include. 410-WCBM680, Thomas is in Harrisburg. Thomas, good morning. Thomas.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
I know where they're getting the idea about Trump saying that be more aggressive with the people they're detaining. And July 28, 2017, I took a group of lawyers to see him at Suffolk Community College. And he addressed a bunch of peace officers and lawyers. And he was talking about arresting MS-13 people. And he made a comment about when police put people in the back of the car, they put their hands on their heads to keep them from hitting it. He said, why don't we just start throwing them in the back of paddy wagons and not be so nice to them? And you can easily twist that around and say what they say about him now.
Yeah, of course, you know, I also take those kinds of statements as typical Trumpian kind of exaggeration to make a point.
Levity.
You know, it's let me make a point here by saying something that's so beyond the pale that you guys will get the point I'm making is enough of the kid gloves for people who are hurting other people. We should maybe be a little less nice to them, a little nicer to the people who are getting hurt. But look, to me, it's a red herring. You know, it's just a phony argument that's being tossed up. And to be honestly, I don't know why. Because the one thing that you can quantify pretty easily is that illegal aliens are costing Americans jobs, particularly at the lower end of the economic strata. They're not coming here across the border and going to work for a Fortune 500 company as their CFO. They're coming here and they're taking the jobs that have been taken by minorities at the lower end of the economic scale. So why black Americans would say, no, leave them here so they can take my job is a little bit bizarre to me. That you think that the real vested interest, and this is not race, it's class, the real vested interest would be in those working people who are saying, I have to compete with these people. They're working under the table. They're working for less than an American will work for. This is wrong. Get them out of here. Instead, you have some individuals like Sharpton who are saying, oh, this is all racism. I mean, read the room, Al, you know?
Well, the biggest problem is our community is told what to think instead of looking for themselves and looking for the truth. That's the biggest problem.
Thomas, thanks for your call. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it, buddy. 843 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late problem on the Beltway. This is a bad one. Outer loop right at the JFX and almost under the bridge at Falls Road. Equipment is on the left. Equipment is on the right. I think I'm seeing through the trees here that there may be one lane open in the middle. Just look back, and it's already back to 83, going back to Charles Street. Going to back up to York Road, 83 South. You'll have a problem getting on to the outer loop, headed over towards Pikesville. And, of course, the inner loop coming down the hill from Green Spring can see it. So that's going to back up the inner loop all the way back into Pikesville. Again, this is a big wreck on the outer loop right after the JFX and under the Falls Road Bridge. The other problem coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it's an accident on the right side. They're in the painted out area, southbound 95 at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy this morning, sun comes out by the afternoon, and a high just about 46 degrees for tomorrow, high around 47. Right now, you're taking a look at Middle River 29 degrees, Hunt Valley 23, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And this interesting piece from Marty. We're talking about birthright citizenship. One of the things that's tossed up as is tossed up as a proof of how racist we were, and it's not really quite that. Native Americans were not classified as American citizens under the jurisdiction of the United States because they were under the jurisdiction of the individual tribes reservation, recognized as the Indian nations. And the case came around in 1880, and Marty points this out. John Elk, a Winnebago Indian, was born on an Indian reservation within the territorial bounds of the U.S. He later resided off-res in Omaha, where he renounced his former tribal allegiance and then claimed birthright citizenship by virtue of the Citizenship Clause of the 14th. This case came about after Elk tried to register to vote in 1880 and was denied the ability by the named defendant, who happened to be the registrar of voters, a guy named Charles Wilkins. 7-2 decision by the Supreme Court ruled that even though Elk was born in the U.S., he was not a citizen because he was not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States when he was born on an Indian reservation. Congress, at the request of the Indian nations in the 1920s, passed the Indian Citizenship Act in 1924, which established citizenship for Indians previously excluded by the Constitution. But the 14th, as applied when it was applied in the 1880s, simply recognized that there were these additional nations on the North American continent. There was the Winnebago Nation, there was the Navajo Nation, there were a number of other nations that were not under the jurisdiction of the United States. You know, and I know, if you go to the reservation, or maybe you don't know this, there's a tribal police. They're very different from the police not on the reservation. They have jurisdiction where the reservation's boundaries exist. And that is their reservation. That's their duty, is to protect the res. Now, we can argue about how unjust the reservation process was and is, and I agree. However, as applied, the law was correct in 1880, and it is being incorrectly applied now. Point made. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of the guys who is now actually an official cabinet member is Pete Hegseth. I thought this is great. This is kind of a little piece of good news this morning. Pete Hegseth was actually nominated, and he was confirmed this past weekend as a new SecDef, new Secretary of Defense. And after he actually won the vote, he addressed first J.D. Vance.
Mr. Vice President, thank you for breaking the tie. It's not the first time the headline reads, Junior Enlisted Marine Bails Out Junior Army Officer.
A little joke between the two of them, and then he said, but I want to tell you my kid's perspective. And this to me, this is just absolutely charming.
Some people were saying, well, 50-50, that's too tight. And Senator Mark Wayne Mullen was nice enough to take my kids up to the gallery to watch the actual moment that the vice president sealed the deal. And they came running in. They said, Dad, instead of being sad about 50 to 50, 51 to 50, they said, Dad, you won in overtime.
That's great.
That's the perspective I like. So thank you.
Yeah, J.D. Vance then actually fielded a question that was addressed directly to Pete Hegseth.
All right, I guess that's it. Any questions?
Why do women in the armed service trust you?
Guys, let me answer that for the new secretary. All people in our armed services should trust him because he looks out for them and he's going to fight for them. And he's going to make sure that we have the kind of military that we can all be proud in, that we can all be proud of, and that, again, when we send it to do a job, we do it well, we do it quickly, and then we get the hell out. And that's what Secretary Hegseth is going to bring to the Department of Defense. Anything else?
Yeah, he brings the warrior mentality. Now, a former warrior, former very senior in the military, Wesley Clark, says that there are tasks ahead for Pete Hegseth.
He'll have the support of the men and women in uniform, and he's got to prove himself, but they're going to automatically support him because he's the Secretary of Defense. He's got to work the budget. That's the first thing. He's got to participate in policy decisions foremost on what to do about the aid to Ukraine and also assistance to Taiwan. He's got to participate, as the president's directing him, in sending troops to the border. He's got to look longer term at how he reforms the U.S. defense acquisitions process. And, of course, the budget.
Yeah. He has a number of things that he has to do. One thing Wesley Clark notes, and knowing exactly how intricate the process is that there's a learning curve for Seth, and it's a steep one.
He's going to have some able assistance, not only from the uniform, but from the service secretaries and the deputy secretary of defense. But it's going to be a very steep learning curve. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be very tough, and my bet is he'll be able to handle it without a problem. 8:50 right now, the morning drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, 410-WCBM is our toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. If you're losing your hearing, if your mom or dad, brother, sister, spouse are having difficulty hearing, maybe they just miss the sound of the birds first thing in the morning on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. I love that sound. Maybe they're missing pieces of conversations, or they can't hear their favorite song clearly. Imagine this. It's tough. It takes its toll physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
The Rob Carson Show.
We went through so much tribulation to get through this enlightenment, and there's so much good happening, and now people are investing in America. And I have no time for you if you're dour and hateful and awful, because the hillbillies, the homeboys, the Hebrews, the homemakers, the handgun owners, the Hispanics, all of us came together to save America, and that 20% or less who hates America, step out of the way, you're going to get run over.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
By the way, Rob means that quite literally. If you're standing in the way, he will physically run you over. Not with his self. He'll find a very large car and do it, and then he'll back up and do it again, because that's just the kind of guy he is. He's a sincere, genuine, empathetic, and he likes big trucks. He cannot lie. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, here's...
Thump, thump. Human speed bumps.
Yeah. Not a good picture, is
nope.
It?
Nope.
The wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop at Falls Road under the Falls Road Bridge is now confined to the right shoulder. So everybody got out of the middle of the roadway, so that's helping things out just a bit. But we're still backed up. Get this, it goes all the way back. And I think it's almost going to join up with the delay coming over from Parkville. So if you're in that area from Hartford Road to Providence Road to York Road over towards 83, that backup is still there. It's going through now at the JFX, but it's going to take a little while for all that to clear out. The inner loop still looking at it, so the inner loop is still backed up through Pikesville, and that will probably go around the curve even before Reisterstown Road. So that's another delay. Just have to kind of ride it out. Then after you get past the JFX, you'll be better towards 83. The west side starting to improve. Now keep in mind, eventually all this traffic that's here at Falls Road has to come around eventually towards 795 and down through Liberty Road, and they'll catch up with that slowdown pretty much any time now, and then it's going to be heavy again towards 930. The wreck is minor. It's on the right side, southbound 95 at 395 in the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Cloudy this morning. Sun comes out by the afternoon, a high around 46 degrees. Oh, a big smile just crossed Kim Klasick's face. Overnight temps 28 to 32. Tomorrow, 47 for the high. And Wednesday, Kim, 52.
So excited.
Right now on Valley 23. And Parkville has 30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim Klasick Live starts right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was good.
Good.
I'm so happy about the weather getting back to normal. You have no idea. You know what? I said we could celebrate with everybody on Wednesday for the sake of the union dinner that we're having at Washington Tavern. It's going to be 52 degrees.
Yeah.
That calls for celebration. So everybody.
That's right.
Hopefully everybody's going to meet us out there. It's exciting.
That's Wednesday then?
It is Wednesday,
is it? Okay, yeah.
Yep. You'll be there, right?
I'll be there, yes. As will Vivian, you know?
Oh, nice.
Mrs.
Nice.
Ellie, no, not to see us. As I mentioned, Freddie, she's coming because she wants to hang with you.
Yes, well, I have a lot of questions for her. So yeah. It's great.
Is he really that twisted?
Never. All right, we're going to talk about Maryland schools issuing their big memo to contact the lawyer before cooperating with ICE. That's what they're telling staff, teachers, and principals at all of the public schools across the state. I am just floored. You know what? But I'm not shocked. I'm really not shocked. I guess I'm wondering, why are they putting this on the teachers and the principals to handle? You know, this could cause a situation, and it puts a lot of people in danger, and I don't know if they're really thinking this through.
No, they're... I think they're taking the perspective somehow that it is their job to take care of all the children of the world, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But the policy of ICE is pretty clear.
Yeah.
If you don't cooperate, just stand to the side. That's fine. But if you stand between ICE and the job that they have to do, which is well within the law, then you're going to be heading to the Jusco.
Right.
I have every faith that that's exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
So if the teachers or administrators choose that path and choose to interfere with ICE as ICE is gathering up, the kids right now, that's not an issue, unless these kids happen to have committed a violent crime in this country.
Right.
But no, some middle schooler is not going to be the problem. But if they're gathering people up and they found a violent illegal alien, then if you stand between them and that violent illegal alien, you'll be snapped up yourself.
Yeah. Well, we learned from Chris Papps over at Fox 45 with Project Baltimore that some of these people have committed violent crimes, and they've been shuffling them through the system. I say get them out of there.
Yeah.
Get them out of there. I'm over it. So we're going to talk about that. Also, the Colombian president, how he, not even, what, 12 hours?
Yeah. People say, oh, that tariff stuff, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, object lesson number one. The Colombian president says, we're not taking these people back. Trump says, fine, here's a 25% tariff. We'd love to have those people back. Really?
Right.
It's not a problem.
Let me send my plane. Don't you waste the gas.
I'll take care of it.
So we're going to talk about that. And then also, I have a good treat for everybody today. Do you know Emma Coke? She is a 16-year-old opera singer out of France. And I'm going to play a little bit of her song that she performed, I guess that was 2 weeks ago. But I have a story with this because I'm looking for a vocal coach for Olivia.
Oh.
And
you're going to hire Emma Coke to do this?
Well, I wish. But literally every teacher we look for is extremely liberal. So I'm going to talk about this because it's like, can you find a classical vocal coach in the greater Baltimore area that doesn't have like opera for Palestine in their bio?
why would they be talking politics with Olivia anyway?
Well, you know what? That's a great question.
You know, it seems to me that what they do beyond their ability as a vocal coach, that's their business. But, you know, they may be wrong. But it seems to me you want to find somebody who's really used to doing coaching young voices.
Yeah.
Because that's a very specialized skill.
It is. But it's very hard right now to find a vocal coach. So we're going to talk about that.
All right. Good deal. You're going to be trolling for vocal coaches?
That's what I'm doing right now. Call me. Thanks, Bruce.
And what's the hourly rate you're willing to pay for this vocal coach?
At least $60 an hour, I think, is the going
rate.
So
$60?
There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Olivia is the next talent, a soprano singer out of America, I'm going to be all
She's going to be on America's Got Talent.
Yep, that's her goal.
Yeah, that's it. That's her goal in life.
That's her goal.
Okay.
Yes.
It's always nice to have a goal.
Yes. Thanks,
right.
Bruce.
Sure. Kim Klasick Live comes up right after the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, when I was talking with Gary Stein earlier, I asked Gary exactly what did I win, having actually gotten this thing right. And Marty says, Bruce actually has won the Biggest Athletic Supporter Award. Thanks.
This is the right choice.